Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh.
I made a little bit of money. Reacting when I hit him with the phone. Got Fleezy in the back, got Cello in the front. Listen to the record, boy, I got what you want. Got bitch so fly, cause the club on chong. Got hits like the woman beating the back of the dome. Ladies take it back, throw back the dome. Being at the waist, leaning to the front. Now bounce, shout out to that beat. Just a little bit, pause and show me your feet. Just a little bit, ain't nobody here what better than me. Purple flag to the left, who better than me? I got all the star squad, who better than me? Man, listen to the beat, who better than me? I paid to get in, so I ain't finna chill. And my week way too long.
Girl, Miss Queen T, we could got Magasi on the line. Shout out to that song. I know that is one of Magasi's favorite songs right there.
I
see. I heard you in the background. I also welcome to Next to Blower. Hell no, we got the crew on the line. We got MID on the line. We got Red on the line. Biggs on the line. We got Lynell and Miss Chocolate on the line. What's up, y'all? Oh, we got a new member of the Next to Blower Hell No crew. Want to welcome Mr. Lynell from California.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Thank you for the introduction. Mama, I made it.
Mama, I made it.
I made it. Mama, I really made it though, man. You know, my dad, you know, she. But Mama, I made it.
You feel like Drew?
Mama, I made it too.
But yeah, though. But yeah, but I want to give a shout out to you know, Magasia, MID, J Big, J Bugs, Red,
J Bugs,
I got to get that right, J Biggs. I got to get that right, man.
This nigga trying to come here and beat 2K.
Ah, don't be like that, man. Come on,
this
man.
Hey,
don't chat the new guy tonight. Don't chat the new guy, man.
No.
Please.
What a good one.
Oh, God.
But yeah, shout out to the team, you know, Red, Chocolate.
Yeah, we got a hot show lined up for y'all, of course. You know what I'm saying? If this ain't your first time, you already know how we get it in. On Next to Blow or Hell No, on Next to Blow Radio. This is your first time. Stay tuned. Stay locked. Make sure you guys press that one to go live with us. We got some hot-ass topics. The crew came up with some crazy topics, and we need y'all to stay on the line and get into that with us. Also, we got the Next to Blow or Hell No segment where we'll have 5 songs, and we need y'all to be judging on those songs. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that as well. Also, well, later on in the show, we will be having a live interview with last week's winner, Casual, R&B singer from Texas. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And we're going to get into these callers, crew. Who want to go first with their topic? Who want to go first?
I do.
You might want to flip it.
I want to go
first. J-Bug, you want to go first?
Look, keep playing with me. I'm going to fight somebody.
Somebody's going to get beat up.
I'm
going to talk
about Drake now.
J-Bug,
you
want to
go first?
I want to go first. All
right,
go ahead.
All right, my topic is, how do you feel about persons? I know you liked the way I said it, right? I want to know, how do you feel about persons under the age of 16 having a Facebook page?
A person
under the age of 13 having a Facebook page?
No,
yeah.
He said 16.
Oh,
16?
Yeah.
Well, that's
cool, though. That's cool. As long as they ain't coming out there with, booty shorts and all this, and I've seen a lot of, you know, shit, especially out here, you know, they're getting fast. Girls are getting real fast, man. I mean, fast.
That's really what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been paying attention to, like, the people that's in my timeline, and I'm not even knowing that they're as young as they are, like, at all. And then when I go on their pages, I'm like, what the hell? Dude,
I agree.
They don't want to trick your ass. They'll trick you, too. Yeah, I'm 21.
I'm 23.
That's like under 16. That's like common
dangers
or whatever.
Bitch, she's 23. You see her at the grocery store with her mama, and she can't leave her mama. Type
exactly.
Shit.
You got your hat on the floor, for her?
Wow.
You can't have
a
Facebook, though, but I'm going to be monitoring that shit. I'm going to tell you that right
now.
I
agree. It's something that parents need to monitor.
I want to know every god doggone message. I want to know notifications, favorites. I don't give a shit. Pictures. I want to know everything.
Soon. I don't know when my son get old enough to get him one. I'm going to have that whole thing monitored, locked down. I'm going to have a password, everything.
I'm going to know what's up, man. I'm going to find a bottom line of everything, man. Because as a parent, you know, you're supposed to keep your kids safe and everything. Don't let them expose themselves in the wrong way. Because they're going to expose themselves that way to the world, man. You don't want them exposed that way to the world, too. So, and just, you know, just raise kids right and everything. But I am going to be monitoring that shit.
Okay.
Straight up.
But I don't even think it's just like this age of 16. Like, I mean, what's the difference between a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old? That's still underage, you feel me? So, I mean, I don't know. You got to monitor anything. You got to.
I just picked the age. It wasn't, you know, anything personal or anything. I don't have anything against 16-year-olds. I was 16 once, you know.
Yeah, but as a peer, you want to be concerned. Like, as a peer, you want to be concerned. Everything. Why you want to go to all these parties? What you doing at these parties?
Because the reason I said 16, because 16 is around that age where a lot of the extra shit start. You know what I'm saying? The partying, you know, hanging out with friends outside of being at home type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, around that age, that's normally when it starts for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, bad influence is a bad way, man. It's bad. Bad influence, bad friends. You know, my shit. Some people just give you molly, man, just to, you don't even do molly, man. They just try to get you hooked up. That way, you know, they can have more of a high. When they grow, they go to you. Okay, I got the molly, man. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad influence. They try to hook you on. That way they have a connect. That's how people is, too.
Hmm.
And it's crazy, though. But all I ask, everybody raise their kids. And, yeah. Do your thing.
All right. Well, definitely. Well, let's go ahead and get into the first call and see what they got to say from the 510-302. Calling you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, Mr. Google Boo. No answers, don't please. Now, I mean, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it
Bay
do next, Flow, man? We got the whole squad in there. What's up? Official Arnell in the building. Welcome
to
the next Flow.
You know I had
Revis
Dope.
You know what I mean?
You know I had to represent Dope, man. I had to, man. Bay Area, man. Stand up, for real. Oakland, man.
West Coast.
Yeah. On it, damn.
All right, West Coast.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, but I ain't wearing no more Chuck Taylor's promo, though.
Yeah, nah. Hey, I'm liking what I'm hearing about the Facebook, though. You know what I'm saying? I really believe if you're under the age of 18, you shouldn't have a Facebook. That's just how I feel. As a parent, especially, I don't want to be, you know, looking over my shoulder, ogling some young girl. I feel dirty. You know what I'm saying? As long as she's legal age, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'll ogle you. Mm-hmm. But if you're under the age of 18, I don't want to feel like no damn pedophile. So keep the hell off my timeline.
They be so grown, though.
Yeah, man, and I mean, it's like, okay, well, I know when I go on the YouTube and I see the twerk videos, I'd be like, ooh, where's her parents at? Where's her parents at? Like, how can you get away with that? Like, I mean, I'd be like, I couldn't even imagine you my daughter, because first of all, she'd be dead, I'd be in jail, you know what I'm saying? Her mama got to put top mom on my book.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? So, man, parents, make sure you do your jobs. Keep your kids off of Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough they're on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the shit that
becomes
out on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Little Thundercats. Get your young asses. Go to school.
Go to school. Y'all hear that shit. Go to school. Keep y'all ass off of Facebook and Twitter. Follow you so you know it's real. Goddamn, know them books real. Take your ass to school.
You know what I mean?
My daughter watching a twerk video?
Hey, man, I promise you, I was watching a twerk video. They had, you know, I'm going through, and I knew she had to be like 15, 16. I felt so dirty. I was like, wow. I was like, wow. I didn't even watch the whole thing. I just watched the first minute, and then I was like, wait a second. She's too young. But, man, they built like a Hemi, man. I'm telling you. Woo.
They are built. I blame the shots they give them when they first born. They get that titty, the breast.
The hormones. Yeah. If this was the 14 or 1300s, she'd be my wife. But in 2013... You know what I'm saying? Get your ass to school. Go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
yo,
I'm just tuned in.
That was our stepdaddy speaking. Go to bed. Go to school. That was our stepdaddy, just so y'all know.
Yeah, that's my dad voice right there. But, hey, I'm just tuned in. Hey, I appreciate y'all. I support y'all till the wheels fall off, man. Hey, once again, Lionel, you know what I'm saying? Keep it pimping. You know what I'm saying? Magassier, you know what I'm saying? Red, you're saying MID, you know, I know you're back to MID. I know my man keep quiet, man, but you know what I'm saying? He that wheel that keep y'all moving, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. And Jay Biggs, man, we know you in the building because if there's a pause, you know, something wrong. So shout out to my man Jay Biggs.
Fucking right. You're goddamn right.
Much love to you, dope ass.
Hey, Miss Chocolate, you know what I mean? You already know. You know what I'm saying? Team Wet in the building. Team Wet in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you know I'm going to hold it down, man. You know I'm going to hold it down for down.
No doubt.
Got that Stitch and Scratch on deck. Stitch and Scratch on deck. All right, Dope, hold on the line, okay?
I got you.
All right. I know we all got topics and stuff like that, and the show goes so fast. Anybody else want to do their topic for the next caller? Give them a little. Red, you want to do yours?
Okay.
You want to do yours?
Yeah, I was trying to take me off of mute. My bad. I was going to say, mute. My hand all up and shit like I'm in school. All right, then my topic for y'all for today. I asked that shit on Facebook, so hopefully y'all motherfuckers tuned in, because that shit was booming. But basically what I want to know is it gay if a stud dated a drag queen, which is, you know, technically a man, and a stud is a female. So, you know what I'm saying, is that some gay shit, or what do you call that there?
We can't really hear you that well, Red. I don't know if you got it on speakerphone or whatnot, but I'm real serious.
I was about to say that, too.
Yeah, she sounds far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead,
Yeah,
we're
good.
Okay, I said, what I wanted to know is it gay if a stud date a drag queen, which is technically a male, you know what I'm saying? So that's still a female dating a male, but, you know, they dress opposite. They act opposite. So is that gay, or what do y'all call it, and how do y'all feel about
that's
it?
That's just huge.
That's confused. That's not gay. That's just confused. They don't know what they want. They dressing like a woman, but they want a woman dressing like a man. That's just confused. But to each
his
own.
Confused as hell, huh?
Just confused, because there's no explanation for that nonsense.
That is confused. Somebody told me that basically just meant that they were straight. But I agree.
Yeah.
That is some confused shit.
You straight. You like the race you're supposed to like, but you like to dress like the other race. That's
but
exactly.
At the same damn time, that's some gay ass shit. So that's
and yes, you can look at it that way too. Heck yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to know what the callers got to think and say about that. I mean,
right.
Y'all, I want to know y'all input on it too. But you know what I'm saying? I want to see what they think about that shit there.
Okay. Let's go ahead and see what the 225 area code 225572 you live. Who is this? Where you calling from?
This club banger, man. What up?
What
man?
Up, banger?
DJ Club Banger on the line.
Uh-oh. How y'all doing?
What's
going
on? What's up, Club Banger? Go ahead, introduce yourself to everybody. Let them know how you do it, where you do it at.
For those that don't know, my name is DJ Club Banger. I represent a lot of different labels. I'm not, if you don't know, just ask Miss Queen. But, I want to get into the subject. I'm really into what was going on, but that whole situation with that the drag queen and the woman. I think I agree on what Queen said. It's confused, and that's a confusing situation.
Queen didn't say that, sweetie. Miss Chocolate did. Hold on, I'm gonna need you to get your host together. Queen did not say confused. This is Miss Chocolate. I said confused.
Oh,
hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I apologize.
That's
y'all.
All right.
A little bit alike. I apologize. Okay.
And I
we both sound
y'all
sexy.
People.
I apologize. My bad. But y'all agreeing on what Miss Lady said. That, I mean, it's a more confusing situation. They don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? From a woman man standpoint. But, it is. We all going to get judged in the end of the day. He's from the most on high. So, I just wanted to shout out to everybody, man, you know. That's it, you know. Much love to all y'all. Keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you so much.
Set that up.
Thank you, Club Banger, for calling in. Appreciate it. Yo, shout your link out real quick. Club Banger.
What'd you say?
Hello?
Yeah.
And shout your links out real quick.
Oh, my link, man, www.facebook.com/DJClubBanger. Same thing for Twitter, same thing for Instagram, DJ Club Banger. If you don't know how to spell my name, it's DJ CLUBBANGA. It's not Banger, it's Banga. You feel me? Get at me, you know, and I'm helping the world out, man, you know. Shout out to Miss Quinn and the whole crew. Y'all doing your thing, man. Keep doing it. Next to blow.
That's what's up. Shout out to you, Club Banga. Let's go ahead and see what the next area code 318-512. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Mr. Given Thrill, call 318 Louisiana.
Big Easy.
No, that's like 3-point area by Texas, by Dallas. 3-point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hold it down. All right. Hold it down. All
right, do you have Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I got Twitter. I'm on Twitter.
What's
at RealWill25. Will 25.
Okay. Oh, your song's in the running for tonight. I'm for the next to blow or hell no.
So no. I got the message and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna call in, let them know I'm serious. I support and back up my stuff. You know, can't be a deadbeat rapper. You know,
deadbeat rapper.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's
like to
up,
see
man.
Shit like that. Real talk, people don't do it too often, but you know, what I'm
exactly,
saying, appreciate that.
Exactly.
You gotta push yourself before you can make anybody else push you. So shit. Much love to you.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about this motherfucking topic? Do you hear the topic that's going on? The question.
About men that's women and women that's men.
Yeah, dating each other. Is that gay or what is that considered? You know what I'm saying? A stud dating a drag queen. What do you think about that? How do you feel?
A stud dating a drag queen. I consider myself a stud. And I really can't imagine that, but whatever makes them happy, you know what I'm saying, I guess it's okay.
Right. Well, let me clear that up as a stud, what I'm talking about, and I know stud hump guys, you know what I'm saying, as in females that dress like men or, you know, however y'all want to put it, or that portray themselves as guys, however the fuck they want to put it. But, like me? No, I do me. I don't like that title stud shit, because studs, personally, they'll be thinking they're a grown-ass man one minute, next minute they pregnant and shit by a brother or something. You know what I'm saying? That's, so I'm just me, real talk.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm married. I thought they were a stud, but y'all done took it to another level, so I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Look, all I can say
about,
that
what,
we
what
all
about
people.
Topic?
I ain't hear no what nobody just said.
What you saying
about the center topic? How do you feel about kids under 16 having a Facebook account?
Long as they put their real age on there, it's cool, because it come across their mind and it's like, hey, this girl look kind of young. Go check the age credentials. If that's not on there, ask them how old they are. You know, and even if they say they this age and they still look young, like, you know what? I'm not even gonna look the other way. I'm not gonna even get involved like that. It's plenty more of age women out there, so can't get caught up like that.
Tell them, man. Okay. Tell them.
Definitely. All right, thank you. Willie Will, just hold on the line, okay, because we're going to get into your song, and then you can definitely hear what the caller's got to say about your song, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no.
I know.
All right.
All right.
Let's go into the 302-743. Follow you live. Who is this? Where are you coming from?
It's the Cool World Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Everything. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. What up,
don't
MID?
Do it.
What
don't
up, IG?
Do it.
What
no.
Up,
IG? No.
That was a nice intro, though.
Mm-mm.
Hope it is.
Mm-mm.
What's going on?
What's good, Sam? Yes. What's good, y'all? What's going down?
How you doing, Crush?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
What up, Crush? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, not much.
Thank you. Crush, what's up, man? Roll up. What'd you say? Roll up.
You too late. I'm already doing that.
I beat you. I'm finished. I'm finna fire up. Late. Late. I feel like Lil Wayne, y'all. Watch this. I feel like Lil Wayne. Watch this.
We can't see what you're doing.
Listen, y'all can fire. I got my drink in my cup, so I'm Gucci.
Oh shit.
Man, I got some.
You want that brown or that white?
It's Team Hennessy all day. Y'all know me.
I got the EJ. It's smooth.
I'm gonna need for y'all to bring out that pat, straight pat and run.
Girl, you don't know what the hell you just said.
I'm gonna put you on the Moscato night.
I said I'm gonna need for y'all to bring out that pat, that Patron, that pat and run.
Oh,
my two best
friends. That pat come out when I'm getting turned up at the club and I'm getting ready to show out on the stage or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah,
so
you
drink,
man,
tequila when you're trying to get crunk and drink it dark when you're trying to be on your grown man, huh?
You know.
With tequila, your ass, you got to get away from your ass, huh?
Yeah, y'all don't want none. Tequila, that's my best friend. That's like water.
Tequila ain't cool, man. I'll be trying, man. I'm like, man, give me that brown, man. Fuck that. I can't do this.
Wait a minute. Tequila
like
water.
Yeah.
See, I know, huh? I'm like, girl, you got. God damn.
Damn, girl. Shit.
Boy, I'm missing out. I'll drink my ass any day.
Let me rephrase that. That Patron is like water now. I'm going to say that. Mm. I would be all the time.
Oh,
no, really, really.
You already decoded. You're alcoholic. Yeah.
Damn.
We already know you're an alcoholic. You can't even deny it. You be at the bar. You be that person at the end of the bar when the bar closed and putting the cheers up. You still taking shots talking about your day and how your boss was talking shit to you. And
hey, look here, let me tell you something. I'm only going to admit to this because I ain't never ashamed of my heritage, but I got a little native in me, so, hey, Queen, let them know we get our drink on.
I think a female can out drink a nigga any day. I mean, any day.
Native American smoke.
Shit. They can be worrying about going home and shit. Y'all be worrying about another club and shit.
Damn, that's 4 o'clock in the morning. Man, that's this shit. I gotta get up.
Y'all didn't even hit him with the topic, though. Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I heard the topic.
How you feel? Which one you want to answer? Shit, the ones about the drag queens and studs, or the 16-year-old Facebookers? Are they too young? How you feel about either one?
I mean, I can answer both. I mean, 16-year-old Facebookers, I mean, if they mature about it and everything, then all gravy. But these little girls that sticking their ass and everything, trying to get the world star chicks, like, nah, that's not Gucci. That's not Gucci. Like,
right.
I got nieces, you know what I mean? Like, I will literally bust their ass like I was their fucking dad if I see any of them on World Star acting all ratchet.
Yeah, it is.
I will bust their ass myself and have no problem doing it. And I know my cousins and my brothers won't have no problem with me doing it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think that's where the difference come in, that if kids or kids, if they raised correctly, being raised, then, you know what I'm saying, it'll be okay because they'll know not to do shit like that. But for these little hoochies, hood rats, and ghetto babies and shit, goddamn,
I put a restriction on their ass.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
If you let an underage daughter stay out till 11 to 12 o'clock at night, any given day, I don't care if it's a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if you just let your daughter out, man, that just means that she's just no bad parenting, man. Just bad. Just
that
bad.
Is true.
You know,
you
bad.
Go to school, you bring your ass back to the crib. Ain't no going to my friend's house or going to the library. No, bitch, I'm buying you a library. I'm buying you a computer, a laptop. You're going to use the internet. You're going to have it at the house. Ain't no, I'm going to the library. You're going to meet up with boys and shit. No, ain't going down like that. Because
yeah.
Kids are very sneaky. Very, very
yeah.
Sneaky. And I was a teenager.
Yeah, we had the porch light. Okay? Y'all know about the porch light.
Shit.
My
mom was in the military.
Yeah, All right, we gotta get into this next blower. Hell no, crush. I know you're sitting on the line to judge these songs, so.
Of course, I gotta be an asshole today.
All right. Definitely. Shout out to everybody else. And if you guys want to judge on these stars, make sure you guys press 1. Shout out to DJ Clubbing. I know he's going to be a judge. My girl Nana, Calico Black, and everybody else. Make sure you guys press the 1 to go live. Who want to go first? I'll go first.
Stop it.
All right.
Check
okay.
This out. This girl right here, she representing San Jose, Cali. You know what I'm saying? She called Valley Girl Music. She didn't want her name to be out there. She sent that shit like that. She represents Valley Girl Music. Her track is Moto.
Well, let's get it in, though. Faye, listen to the track, man. You gotta see what it do.
$1 isn't cool. You know what's cool? You. $1 billion.
Big, big.
That shut everybody up.
Yep. Got fashion. My daughter kind of swag. Will shredder. Mozzarella. Pockets full of paper. Been hot. Rambo booms with Berettas. Hey. Super fancy. Hank Stanby. Amazing. 6-star suite. Zen, I'm rising, paper thin, too concrete. A real pretty girl, call me kitty face. No tennis on, ain't got time to lay. Got the recipe, which is big bang. And I rock it with Nino. You the mascot, getting money is a team's bro. My son already got a logo. Rock my logo, you should get a photo.
She want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play every day, every day. Fuck with anybody say, can't stand, put the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Valley Girl Music, know it.
408
fine,
it's
Madonna, fucking dope. If you a fiend for the cream, I got the highest dosage. And find some bitches on my cream.
You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Again, that was Valley Girl Motto. Let's go ahead and get into these callers, see what the callers got to say, if that song is making it blow or hell no. Let's go ahead and get into the 314-792.
Yo, yo, this is your boy Calico Black. What's up, everybody? Next to blow.
Hey, how you doing?
Peaceful. I just want to say, hell motherfucking no, man. That shit ain't going nowhere. That shit is dead. I'm sorry. There's too many fucking voiceovers, man. Hell no.
I want
to
know where the originality was.
Say what?
I said I just
want to
know where the originality was. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. That shit was killing me, man. I'm sorry. Man, you just got to laugh at sometime, man. That's why motherfuckers don't want to put their name out there. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want Valley Girl. Yeah, I understand.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Calico. Just hold on the line, okay?
What's up?
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the 614-286.
Actually, that, yeah, where was the originality? Like, they stole somebody else's beat, and I'm pretty sure somebody wrote that for her.
All right, so is that a next blow or hell no?
That's a hell no. Maybe I should have freestyled it for it to the hell. That's a no.
No, caller, can we get your name and where you calling from?
Huh?
Can we get your name and where you calling from?
Oh, my name, Nana 614 Stand Up.
All right, yeah. Nana.
Let's go.
Ooh, no, no. No, all right, let's go ahead and get it. Let's go ahead and get into the 314-724.
Yo, peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Five Water Red Star, the Rider Movement. What's happening?
Hey,
yeah.
Shout out to my brother Calico Black. I hear him on the line. Turned up, representing.
Definitely. What you think about that song?
I don't think about it at all.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on. I got to give them the rules, y'all. I got to give them the rules. Unfortunately, this is not a I don't think about it at all show. This is Next to Blow
okay.
Hell No. So for the listening ears, can we get Next to Blow Hell No, baby?
Hell no. Come on, man. Oh, man. Show some what love. Hey, look, is this you? That's your song, fam? Who talking?
No.
That ain't my song.
No. Talking about show some love, bro. Nobody want to hear that bullshit, dog.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to get some love. The only reason that people don't like
it
is because when it came on, y'all thought it was a model song.
You ain't never going to be next to me with another nigga hook on your song that you trying to play.
Exactly.
We got to do better, dog. And if anybody... No, hear me out, dog. Hear me out. If you're going to be co-signing that bullshit, man, hip-hop going to be through, dog. It's time for niggas to stand up and let it be known that shit ain't going to fly, man. You could do better than that. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait,
yo,
wait,
I'm
stop.
Like, I don't even know who song I'm listening. I don't know if it's Drake or if it's somebody else.
He's one of the hosts.
Go ahead,
you're
dog.
So why are you on that player's song? No, calm down.
He was just saying, like, show some love and kind of give us your decision. He wasn't saying show some love like that's his song or he liked that song. We the co-host, baby. We kind of on your side. Say you ain't listening to her.
All right, yo, Firewatch, I definitely agree with you, too. You know what I'm saying? How you expect to be a next to blow? You know what? I'm going to keep my opinion to myself and give it to the callers. Firewatch, don't go nowhere, okay? That goes for the rest of the hosts. You know, we're just going to keep our opinion to ourselves and let these callers judge on the song. Let's go ahead and get into the 225-572. Club Banger, what's up? You think that song's next to blow or hell no?
Nah, I'm going to tell you something from an A&R perspective. No, hell no.
Wait, I can't hear you. Can you talk louder, please?
From an A&R perspective, is that what I do. Hell no. And the reason why is I say it's because I listen for quality, you know what I mean? And if you listen to Drake's part, you can tell she's on. You can tell the quality of the sound. The sound was, it sounded like you know, it's kind of trashy, you know what I mean? I don't care too much about the lyrics. I can listen for more of the quality of it, how it sounds, how clear it's going to sound. The quality matters if you're going to sell good music to good people. You feel me? So I think, yeah, she needs to work on more of her mixing and mastering or fire the one that she got, because that's going to change.
I agree with that. That's real shit.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Club. We're gonna hold on the line, okay? We're going to get into some more songs. I'm going to take another caller. Let's go ahead and see what Dope Ass Music got to say. Dope, what you think?
hell no. I mean, she had a good flow. But as soon as I heard the Drake beat, she just killed it. I was just like, really? And then
exactly.
And then
that's what you
talking
about, the model.
It's like, come on, man. But he had a nice voice, had a nice flow. But damn. So hell no. And quit making the Bay Area look bad. Don't say no more shit for San Jose.
Oh, boy.
All
right, Dope. All right, y'all. And I definitely have to agree, you know what I'm saying? Definitely have to agree with that. How you expect to be next to Blow, put a song next to Blow? You can't make money off that. You got Drake on the hook. Like, that's his shit. You see?
Hey, and I'm sure Drake did not get that much
smoke. She just bit her tongue and then she spoke.
I just want to know. I hope Drake got his lawyers on deck, because I'm pretty sure he didn't get Shorty the approval to do no nonsense that was going on.
All right, y'all. We gonna keep it moving with some more songs, so make sure you guys, I see all the different area codes at the bottom. I see all y'all just tune in. Press the one, just, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to talk a whole bunch if you guys are shy. Just, you could just say that song is next to Blow or hell no. Feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all. So make sure y'all press that one, and thank y'all for pressing one. I saw y'all. So we going to get into the next song. Who want to go next?
Me.
Eugene, what song you did?
I got Checkmate, the Great, and his song was MVP.
All right, and I say he out of Chicago, Illinois, so shout out to him. We about to get into this. All right, Checkmate, the Great, MVP, let's go. Is this song next to Blow or hell no?
Hands up, bottles in the for them players of the yeah. Them real niggas love the stand. Chrome 38, blind nigga, no tape. You don't smoke off in they face. When they ask you, turn it down. Then you know it's loud. Couple grams in my blunt, but I try to stuff a pound. Couple niggas claim they real, but they just a bunch of clowns. If you ain't about that life, bitch, a nigga, move around. Free my nigga, locked up right now. Send some pics and some flicks. I'ma hold my niggas down. Leroy on the way, we don't shine, bitch, we glow. Let the thirsty hoes the most. Love the way they drink it slow. Off the curb, I whip it fast, while my homie whip it slow. Parking for the street like action, see the green, she gon' go. MVP is on the move, we don't stop, bitch, we coast. Car drink, heavy metal, loud blunted on the floor. Black diamonds, master nine, diamonds, green, gotta go. MVP, VIP, for you cap, bitch, you go. Hands up, bottles in the time for them players of the yeah. Them real niggas love it saying yeah. The five niggas love it saying yeah. I took my money ride, my swagger ride. These niggas can't tell me shit. Take my money ride, my swagger ride. These niggas can't tell me shit. Take my money ride, my swagger ride. These niggas can't tell me shit. Take my money ride, my swagger ride. These niggas can't tell me shit. Major in this bitch, fadest in this hoe. Yeah, my team is on your chick. Get more mouth than popsicle sticks. The rock pouring down my neck, smoking nothing but the best. Yeah, that Jack boy got some heart, but this fofo got his chest. Blah,
Real niggas kick, real niggas win. Talk to you about if real ain't in it. When we in the city, we don't got no tennis. Cuff that bitch, won't be a license. Ain't by the light, we about that list. Haters, bitch, I'm y'all here, shit. Checkmate, God, I'm going ain't shit. When he on this fuck, that bitch.
Been real from the jump, though. What I got a lot for? Bring it to your front, though. Kicking in your back, though. Yeah, I smoke two blunts. I can smoke two more. Yeah, I fuck two hoes. I can fuck two more. Yeah, I got a photo. But I want a two, though. Push that plane, got a light with a roof, go. Blowing on loud, watching out for the popo. Sipping on lean, got a nigga moving slow mo. Hoes gon' chew, so you know I gotta ride slow. Niggas gon' hate, so you know I gotta popo. Getting slow ahead in the whip, call it slow though. Take a home, then I over, give a slow poke. Been had swag, but that shit getting old though. Young fly nigga with a phone full of hoes. Young dope nigga with a dope ass flow. Young hot nigga with a bag full of hoes. Hands up, bottles in these. Time for them players of them.
Again, that was Checkmate the Great, MVP, an artist from Chicago, Illinois, in Miami, Florida. I'm pretty sure I think I remember reading his bio. He's from Miami and Chicago. We're going to get into these callers and see what the callers got to say. From the 302 area code 250, caller, do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yeah, that's cool. That's like that Midwest sound. That sound like, it sounds like some Terrence Howard Hustle and Flow shit, though. But it's tough though. That's that Midwest sound. I fuck with it though.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
is that a next to blow or hell no?
Thank you, Queen. Please. I'm gonna go there. Miss Chocolate's about to go there.
What happened?
Is it next to blow or hell no,
Colin? Oh no. Next to blow. Definitely. I get it. Yeah, that's all
next right.
to blow.
Hey, who is this?
This Chip. This Blue Chip from Delaware. What's up, Queen K?
Hey, Blue Chip. How you doing?
Chillin'. Chillin'. What's good? What's up with you?
Chillin'.
That's hard, though. I fucks with that, definitely. Hey, I didn't get a chance to hear the record y'all was talking about earlier, though. Y'all was going in on that record. I wanted to hear that. Where y'all was going? I was mad. I missed that shit.
Hey,
shit happens, man. That's what it is, though. You know what I mean?
All right, thank you, Blue Chip. Don't hang up, okay?
Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 612-701 live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
This is Mocha, and I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I think it's next to blow.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 612-702, you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Next to blow.
Okay. I know who this is,
but let everybody know who this is. Oh, this your boy Trouble T, most definitely in the building, showing love, man. What's happening to everybody, man? Y'all, you know what I mean?
What's good
hey,
with
Trouble
it?
What's happening? Hey,
man.
Slow motion.
All day. Slow motion better than no motion, my nigga. Keep it moving.
All right.
Yo, Trouble T, hold on the line, okay, because we want to get into some more callers, okay?
I got you.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the 770-833 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yo, what up, Miss Queen T? This is Amadeus calling from Atlanta on behalf of the Rider Movement. What's going on?
What up, Amadeus? You can't just only say hi to me, y'all. Y'all got to say hi to
me. I just say that.
Okay.
Why don't you just talk to me?
Queen. who else on the show? I want to speak to everybody because I don't even know who else on. I just called
in. Boy Lionel from the town, man, Oakland, California, man, holding it down. And you know,
okay, what it do, homie?
Yeah, where you from, man?
I'm from Atlanta, man. I'm from Bankhead down in the south, man.
ATL, like them southern boys.
Mm-hmm. Man, check this out. These JBs, you feel me? Like, straight like that, these JBs, I'm from Arkansas, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the South, too. I know you were down at Bankhead. That's what's up with it, bro.
Okay, salute to Arkansas, too, man. Glad to have you on here.
Yeah, this is I'm going to be here. So, you know what I'm saying?
Don't just be calling, talking to Queen. Say hi to Tad Al, too. Bigs and Lionel,
uh-huh.
And
we're going
to keep it going.
Okay, Tad Al.
Shout out, baby.
Okay. Shout out. Yeah, I think that track does next. I mean, they had a nice little hook. I was feeling it. They was riding to the beat. You know what I mean? It definitely sounded like some Midwest. You know what I mean? But it was all right, so I'll give them next to blow.
We appreciate that. Okay.
Hey, y'all, I picked that song.
I think we should get a pass, man. That's four in a row.
Yeah,
golly.
But y'all don't be rude and disrespectful. We got a couple other co-hosts, me and Magasi on the line, also MID. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in. We appreciate the love and support from down there in the South Bankhead. Represent y'all. We from Minnesota over on this end. You know, a little Midwest swinging. But definitely thank you for calling in.
All right, no problem. Appreciate the love.
Thank you, Amadez.
Thank you.
I'm sorry,
you know what I'm saying? We need to do that. We need to, you know, go around the table and let everybody know their names and what state they're from. After the song, we're going to do that, just in case some of y'all missed it. Let's go ahead and get into the 706-894. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Hey, what's up? This Taz was definitely next to blow. South Bank.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Casual.
What's
y'all don't know
yeah,
who this is.
Casual T.
Yeah,
casual
T. Shout out to all y'all, man. Like, yeah, shout out to all y'all. I mean, I think it was next to blow. I mean, it was definitely a song that stood out. So, I like it. You know, I'm
okay.
Enjoying the place,
and make sure y'all stay tuned because Casual will be getting that exclusive interview because he is next to blow. He was on Winner last week on Next to Blow or Hell No. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that interview a little bit later. And that being said, before we go into the next track, just real quick, nobody don't give their whole damn bios, but go ahead and just introduce your name and where y'all from. And we'll start with the ladies.
Ladies first. I know.
Y'all
better
know it.
This is Miss Chocolate. All the other ones are phony. I am the one, the only, Miss Chocolate. And I'm representing PA 412 Pittsburgh Stand Up, but I reside in Minnesota. Let's get it.
Yeah, this is your boy Lionel out of Oakland, California, holding it down on the town and everything. And, you know, shout out to everybody that's listening and everybody that's listening. Straight up.
Now, when did you get a sex change?
I know, right?
That's that drag queen shirt.
Ah, my bad, though.
Yo, I was going to say shit. He's hungry, y'all. Leave the new kid on the block alone. He's hungry.
It's called the new kid on the block.
Oh,
hey.
My God.
All right, let's go with Red. Red, yo, is the one and the only motherfucking recess kid, Red, a.k.a. Chat Out. When you see me, make sure you shout it out. I represent 612 Chicago, baby, Minnesota lady. Y'all know what it is. Chat Out.
Hey, hey, hey. Gafia.
From the MIA, Miami 305, you know, I'm in the building. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now. And yeah, that's just straight like that. All right. And this is Miss Queen, of course, the one and only, representing Minnesota. And we're going to go with MID next.
MID.
Hey, sleep.
Wake your ass up, nigga.
He drunk. One of them, he fucked up. That is my D-boy.
Ah, damn, man. Man, come on, man.
Oh, my God, yo.
Only MID, though. MID, where you at?
Wow.
MID?
All right, y'all. Yo. Y'all already know how MID get it in.
Yeah, so if y'all stay till then, y'all know how MID get it.
Wait, I got something. It's
your boy MID from Delaware.
From
Delaware.
Get
your ass up, MID.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, last but not
least.
Hey, man, all right, why y'all bring that up, though, man? Come on. I heard that.
Yeah,
that's
a
new guy.
Do something,
nigga.
Oh, man. It's harder than what it really is. We should have been done with this already. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sleep. That was right now.
That was right now.
I'm on the phone, man. I'm holding it down. I'm the only man
yo,
on here, though. I'm holding it down, though.
Y'all fired, y'all. Y'all heard it right here. You're like fired on
me. M.I.D. Put your ass up, M.I.D.
I said M.I.D. M.I.D. M.I.D.
Anyway.
Move it along. I thought y'all was talking to M.I.D.
Thought we were talking to M.I.D. Okay, Big, please introduce yourself for the audience so we can move along. Y'all taking up all the time.
Excuse me and my stinky butt. Okay. But anyway, shit, man. It's your boy J.B. from Arkansas, man. You know, Magnolia, Southside, Cottonville, 161, you know what I'm saying? We get it in. Fuck with your boy.
Yeah. Right. Okay, right. That being said, are we going to get into the next track? Who want to go next? Yeah, your girl Chocolate Lady with the old madam. All right, let's go. All right, this week, your girl that kicks the boy, Von Von, straight out of Minnesota, by where I think is Chi-Town. The song is Fade Away. Ooh, wee, let's get it. All right. I'm about to get in touch.
He rocked the shit out the show last week, too. Shout out to Von
Von. Oh, yeah.
Double C on my letterman. Butler had to walk an hour just to let her in. Now that's one big ass house. Helicopters on the roof for when we dipping out. I'm ballin' big, fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rockin' J. And I'm running plays, getting to the money. Hand in my pants, Al Bundy. Got some fat up in my undies, I'm ballin' big, fade away. I'm ballin' big, fade away. I'm ballin' big, fade away. Money like a day. I'm the one they talk about. I'm moving in, they moving out. Every day it's a new amount. I'm counting up the dough. Ozzy for the smoke. I'm winning, mixing, goose with the coke. I'm balling big.
I'm balling big.
Moguls on deck, you can call it quits. Foreign whip, slicing down your main street with your main freak. Give me brain geek. Private flight, she got train seats. I'm ballin' big, fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rockin' J. I'm ballin' big, fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
I'm ballin' big,
fade away.
I'm ballin' big,
fade away.
I'm ballin' big,
fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day. Gotta know I'm perfect, bitch. Show me what you working with. Chill with me, become famous. Never buy my kush from strangers. I'm going hard and it's painless. Pain wetting it, ain't raining. I'm ballin', bitch. Stay ballin', bitch. With somebody, baby mama, who I'm upin' with.
and I'm serious. Retros, it didn't come out. Hit the ones, kick the lame out. My homies took the same route. Now I'm getting to this big dub. Remember when I used to hustle by the stop and go? Did whatever just to get this change. Now that boy rocking 5 rings and 6 chains. I'm ballin', bitch. I'm ballin', bitch. Never take a day off on that stolen shit. See, the problem is most people ain't used to it. You on the mic, straight abusing your whack shit. We just muted, I'm ballin', bitch. Fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rockin' Jay. I'm ballin', bitch. Fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
I'm ballin', bitch.
Fade away.
I'm ballin', bitch.
Fade away.
I'm ballin', bitch.
Fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
Came up on my own. And since I got my change up, leave me alone. Ain't worried about the lame stuff. Baby, young. The mother then came up. Now we on. I done came up on my own. And since I got my change up, leave me alone. Ain't worried about the lame stuff. They be on. The mother then came up. Now we on.
Now we on, yeah.
All right, again, it's Chocolate. Let everybody know who that was again and where he's from.
That was your boy Von Von with Fade Away. From Minnesota, I believe that's by way of Chi-Town, because you know most of y'all Negroes from Chi-Town migrate to Minnesota, I guess. So, yeah. Holla at that. Von Von, let's go.
All right. Well, definitely. Let's go ahead and get into these callers then and see what they got to say. Area code 678-467. Do you think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
What it do Next to Blow? This your boy, Mr. Pills, calling out the ATL. You already know. I like that. That's Next to Blow. Shout out to everybody doing the damn thing already.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
What's happening?
Mr. What Pim, the who drank and who smoking.
Oh, yeah. Just getting it together. Just getting it together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I did that. I did that. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. It's a hot track, man. It's a hot track.
Yeah, that shit. That shit. That banging.
I know.
Already. Huh?
678, Mr. Pills. Mr. Pills, thank you for calling in. Don't hang up, okay? All right. All right, let's go ahead and get into the 347-537. You live. You think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
Man, it's your boy, Smart Guy Chevelle, man. Shit, it's Next to Blow, man. It's Minnesota Love, you know what I mean?
Smart Guy.
Smart
guy in the
do?
Building.
What it do, man? Y'all know. Shit, we rocking down that Imperial tonight, most definite.
Hey, you dude that was at Elixir. Shout out. That's dude that was at Elixir, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I dig your little cute ass.
For sure, though. It took me about an hour to get through to y'all.
But, that means we booming tonight. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, anytime it's Minnesota Love, man, it's Next to Blow. Y'all know what it is.
Well, definitely.
Thank you for
calling
it.
Definitely. Right here.
Shut up.
There's some tickets looking like the store in the period tonight. Plug yourself. Let everybody know where you at.
What happened?
Yo. Smart guy,
yeah.
I know you're going to be in Elixir again on March 10th, right? You know, the whole Next to Blow radio crew going to be in there.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm going to be in there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shit, I'm going to be in that thing. I've been talking to Lorenzo, man. We're going to make something happen.
All right, definitely.
Well, all right, for sure. Y'all have a good night, man.
You too. All right, let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 314-445. Caller, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
Caller, Calico Black, calling straight from the St. Louis on the trap line. I lost the juice in the main line. You did, Rider season. Let's go. That's definitely Next to Blow. I'm over here chopping it at.
All
I'm fucking with that Midwest. We popping these days, you dig?
I dig that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that song. There's nothing wrong with it. But it sounds like everything else. It's a hot song, but it sounds like everything else. It, you know, so I don't want, but I'm at the same, hell no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He said hell no.
We need to hear that.
It's been a while since we had hell no, though.
Not everybody think that way, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody think it's next to blow. So for those who think it may be a hell no, call us in, let us know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you,
though. Be real with it, though.
No doubt.
All right, let's go ahead and see what Blue Chip got to say. 302-250, next to blow or hell no.
Oh yeah, next to blow. I'm fucking with it. Like it do. I agree with my man what he said. It sound like something, but it's like, hey man, shit bang. So I fuck with it. Next to blow.
All right, that's what's up. Let's go ahead and take one more caller out of the 612-578. Hold on, I want to talk to my damn switchboard. Don't want to cooperate with me. Shout out to all the callers that are still tuned in. Make sure you guys press the one to go live with us, you know, judge these songs or whatever. And definitely going to get into these hot topics before we get into the interview. Still trying to see what this shit say. All right, fuck it. Let's go ahead and see what Amadeus got to say. Amadeus, what you think? Next to blow or hell no? Yo, this is my switch for y'all. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Queen, you work that out over there. I just want to let everybody know I'm kind of geek right now. I'm on the net while I'm on the phone. I'm over here surfing while I'm talking. Hey.
Well, we live in the building. Everybody call in at 718-664-9115, man. And, you know, press that one and just, you know, be a judge of the music and tell us this is a hell no or next to blow. So, yeah.
We like to hear what y'all got to say. This radio station ain't for us. Yeah, we sitting here talking, but this for y'all. So make sure to tune in. Let us know what y'all think. Y'all know we got some hot topics on the deck. Man, let me touch base on the hot topics that we've already kind of hit real quick. So at the age of 16, you got a Facebook. Trust and believe I'm going to have it on lockdown. I want another password. I want to know your backups to your passwords. I want all the combinations that you're going to think of for passwords in my little black book. That's how I feel with my child. Ooh, my baby's going to hate me.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Mom. Get out of here.
All right. Now that I got my switchboard back and running, Amadeus, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
I'll give it a next to blow. It sounds pretty cool. It wasn't bad at all.
All right. Thanks, Amadeus.
All right, no problem.
Okay, and that being said, we're going to get into the next track, but M.I.D. on the line with us?
Yeah, it's me, man. Lionel on the line.
Yeah, I'm on the line, yo.
Yo, M.I.D., I'm going to need you to get it together and go ahead and let everybody know. I know you got a message for the artists that are, you know, doing the next to blow or hell no.
Listen, shout out to all the artists that sending in all their music. Everybody that's sending their music, we love all y'all shit. As music lovers, we support every local artist out there. This is like, if you hear somebody say hell no to your shit, don't call up here and, I mean, cuss everybody out and say we ain't shit. Just, I mean, take it on the head and just, I mean, keep it moving and get back. I mean, just
point blank and period. Don't be no haters.
Right. Basically, because ain't nobody here to clown y'all, nothing, belittle nobody as a rapper, no musician or none of that. Everybody craft is unique in their own way, I guess. But, you know, do your thing. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, and accept feedback.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all want to give a shout out real quick to Check Face for sending me a friend request. Good looking, boo. Got you.
That's what's up.
That was a checkmate. But yeah, again, that was Von Von Fade Away. And we're going to get into another track. And let me see what we got left. Who we got left? We got Razor Whatever, and we got Willie Will with.
I got the Razor record. Track.
Okay, go ahead, MID.
Shout out to Razor for doing that track called Whatever. I don't know where you're from right now. Queen, you know where you're from?
Philly. I'm thinking Philly.
Philly, shout out to Philly then.
All right, we're going to get into the track right here. Let's go.
Fuck later, your old bitch, she on my dick. Good head, she so catered. Y'all fly, washed up, call y'all, Team Laker. Gucci all in my body, Kevin all in my clothes. Money all in my pocket, moving all of these toes. Bottles all on my table, I'm the one that she chose. 40 close to they neighbor, Goonie all on they toes. Bitches ready for whatever, bitches ready for whatever.
Get into these callers and see what the callers got to say about it. Let's go ahead and get into the 347-320. You're live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yo, man, this is Maturi, you know what I'm saying? What's good, y'all?
Oh,
Maturi.
Straight like that.
Yeah. What's up, Maturi? You think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Hell no.
I'm not
hell no.
I'm not going to say anything. I was told not to say anything.
And it
hell
is
no.
What it is, right? If it's next to blow, hell no. If it ain't next to blow, then it is hell no. So thank you.
That's
for
right. You tell them. You tell them, Shawty.
You tell them, boo boo.
Thank you, Missouri. Hold on the line because we're going to get into these hot topics. Our hot topics and stuff like that. We got one more song to go into after this, okay?
All right, for sure. Holla at me. I'm here.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the 314-445. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Calico Black. One more gear. But y'all wondering how I'm doing this shit. But I'm on some next level.
Dang, Calico, how many numbers you calling in from? No.
Man, Calico on some other shit, man. Y'all just don't know, man. The trap bumping today. Anyway, shout out to Firewall Red Star. Shout out to MID. Shout out to Miss Nagasi and Miss Chocolate. What it do?
What it do?
Anyway, yeah, I like that deal right there, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hate. The only track I heard tonight I ain't like was that first demo. But this one was cool, too. So I'm going to tell little baby Meek Mill it's going to be next to blow. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Calico. Appreciate that.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go ahead and see what 347-316. You live. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yeah, that's the next to blow right there. This is Boo Black, backgrounds.com. Shout out to Lionel. What's up?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's good, man? What's
right,
good,
right now,
man?
I got the first caller coming in for him. Okay, new kid, get
home. Come on, man. Hey, hey, what's my name?
Right there. Don't even listen to them haters. And like now, start making these dudes be gentlemen, man. You got ladies on the line. Start making these dudes be gentlemen.
Hey, you know, man. You know, I got to be the gentleman, man. You know, I got
yeah,
to
set that example
man,
for
man.
These callers. You know what I mean? Set the example for these callers.
Oh.
Yeah, right off the call, man. Showing your support, man. Thank you, man.
Yep, hold it down. Miss Queen T, hold it down.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you. Appreciate it. Don't got to go nowhere,
all right,
okay?
Later. All right.
Man, thank you, man.
Oh, Team Lionel in the building. That's all
oh, here.
Oh, man. All right. What's my name, y'all? Yang, yang,
new
yang.
New kid on the block.
Yang, yang, yang. Yang,
yang, yang. Yang, yang, yang. Yeah, you know what's up.
All right, like so we're going to keep going. Let's see what the 612-961 caller. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yeah, that shit was how I like that shit. Hey, shout out to y'all. What's happening, Miss Queen T?
Okay, what up?
Hey, what's
going
yeah, on? Hey, who was that right there? Whose song was that?
Got on the switchboard, his name hey. Is under Razor and whatever.
Razor, whatever? Yeah, that shit was how I liked it that. Who y'all got hosting with y'all? Who that is?
We already tried that, and our crew can't do that. They don't know how. Some of the people in the crew can't function and say their names right. So, you know, so if y'all don't know, that's Nino. You know, say he be hosting on Next to Blow Radio 2 on Sundays, Soda Free Sundays. But Ninos, you know, we got a crazy ass crew over here. We got Lionel from California, you know, Miss Chocolate uh-huh. and Red, you know, Tadal, they're all here in Minnesota with us. You know, of course, Magasia, Jay Biggs in Arkansas, and MID in Delaware. So that's our crew over here on Wednesdays.
Oh, shout out to everybody. What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah,
I was in Bacon.
Huh? What?
I want some bacon.
Oh, what?
You thinking?
I want some bacon.
Nah, this motherfucker said he wants some bacon.
Badass.
Anyway, yo, Ninos, go ahead and give your shout outs real quick and, you know, let everybody know how they can tune in and what the fuck you do.
So the free Sundays, man, just tune in. Rap battles. We don't do shit but talk shit. Rap battles, man, that's all. Every Sunday, man. Fuck with me, boy, man. Add me on Facebook, Twitter, at Ninos, NINNOSE.
Thank you, Nos.
What's up?
Shout out to Angel, too. All right, let's go ahead and get into one more call and see what the caller's got to say. Let's see what Mocha got to say. Call it out of the 612. Mocha, do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
I think that song Next to Blow. I think it can go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right,
appreciate that. All right. Again, that was Razor, whatever. Feel me? And we got one more track. This track right here was Willie Will. I'm going to let Lionel go ahead and introduce it. Lionel, you want me to introduce it, Lionel?
Yeah, go ahead, though.
All right, definitely. This is your boy, Willie Will. I think he's from Louisiana, if I remember right. Willie Will, this song is called Better Recognized. Do y'all think this song is next to Blow or hell no?
Giving thrills, entertainment. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. You better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you're looking in my eyes? In my eyes, realize. In my eyes, in my eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you're standing in my eyes? In my eyes, in my eyes. Crazy, not stupid. Don't make me fucking prove it. They friendly bob shit, you better move with it. I ain't kidding. Not a warning when I split shit. You feeling me when I spit shit? Equipped to ignite and make the night right. Shit will get down and fight me against your army. My mind gone, how can you harm me? Cold ass artist, I spiritual life. Hold your life, been gambling with my fucking life. You all can't really live my life. Boys in the head to take your life. But I need my pocket fat like cellulite. Fuck some ass mic. I'm digital like a terabyte. Caught never inside. I take a bite, Mr. Give a thrill, it's what excites. I'm turned up, they rough, make them shout. Woo! With no mind to get a pile of the I tell no lies, motivation like my name, G.I. Marching hard like Armour G.I. Marching hard like Armour G.I. You boy can't really fuck your eye. Marching hard like Armour G.I. You boy can't really fuck with I. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. You better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you're looking in my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you stand in my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. So close, been in America, refunding from a terror, bruh. Looking in the mirror, seeing nothing but her aura. Loving Black America, describing the BK like a New England patriot. Fuck a free, suck a free, you can't tip from around me. I need green like a weed addict. Mind calculating life mathematics. So on an eye date, I'll let you have it. It's a present, so open your eyes and realize. Thinking of flossing alligator ties, soon to make you realize. I gotta win against all eyes, being the one. I guess it's me against the world, two apocalypse. Been ready for the apocalypse. Sitting in the dark, moon eclipse. Earthquake, tech, time to rip. Sipping on that brown shit. Pull up, drain. Get a line, now I be when I think. Heating up, make your girl faint. Going hard in the fucking pain. Coming down, blaze up the damn dame. Super rapid power, superior brain. Open your eyes, better recognize. Open your eyes, better recognize. Open your eyes, you better recognize. Better recognize. Open your eyes, ain't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you're looking in my eyes. In my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you stand in my eyes? In my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. You better recognize, better recognize. Open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you're looking in my eyes? In my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. Better recognize, open your eyes. Can't you realize you're looking at a lunatic when you stand in my eyes? In my eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes. In my eyes. But realize.
All right. Again, that was Willie Will. Better recognize. We're going to get in straight into these callers. We'll see what the callers got to say. And let me go back to my switchboard. Let's go ahead and see what the 330 area code. I'm not sure what that is. 330-373. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Well, Willie Will is my dude, and I know him personally, so I'm gonna have to say next to blow. I know people's gonna hate on him and say hell no, but I'm gonna give him props. You know what I'm saying? Because he be working hard, he be on his grind. But you know, I'm calling from the OHIO, Ohio. But you know what I'm saying?
Is he from Ohio?
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. Yeah. What up?
No, it's Willie Will from Ohio.
Oh, no, you had it right. He's from Louisiana.
He's from Louisiana.
Yeah, you had it right. Yeah, you was right.
Okay, but shout out to Ohio.
Ohio. All right, hold on one second. We're gonna get into some more callers. Let's go ahead and see what the other caller's got to say. Let me see. Chip, Blue Chip from the 302, Delaware. What you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Hell no.
Okay.
At the end, okay. He definitely got to cut the end part off. Like, it was sounding like he was stuttering and shit. Like, that last part, he definitely want to chop it off. But shout out to him. You know what I mean? I don't never want to knock no nigga dream, but definitely hell no.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and see what Miss Mocha from the 612-701. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Honestly, I don't know because I wasn't even fully listening to the song. I'm over here texting.
Okay, we definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Mocha. We're going to get into the next caller. 612-702, Trouble T, you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Hell no. hey, you know, he can't be from New Orleans with that one right there, man. No. Man, I'm from the bottom, man. No.
Really?
Man, no. Hey, that make us look bad from down there, man. No, man, no.
Nah.
Dude.
Okay.
You know, okay. Right, he got some working to do, man. He got some working to do. He got to step his game up, his beat game. If he needs some beats, man, I got my dude, man, up in North Carolina charging $75 for beats, some hot ass tracks, man. ASAP. You know what I mean?
All right, Trouble T. Yo, thank you for that. Thank you back. Thank you for the feedback. Definitely appreciate it. Don't go nowhere, okay?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and see what Crush the Catalyst got to say from the 302-743.
No.
Okay.
I think you meant
to say
hell no.
Is that a no or a hell no?
That's a hell to the no.
Okay.
All right, Crush. Thank you for your vote. Let's go ahead and see what the other caller's got to say. Let's go ahead and see what 314-445, Calico, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Hell no. That dude had me weak, man. You mind my man from CB4, because I'm black, y'all. You know, blickety black, you know, black, y'all. That nigga had me tired, boy. I was wondering when he was going to stop that shit. In my eye. That boy sound like he breathed that whole motherfucking song. No pause. That's all he breathed that whole motherfucking
song.
I'm sorry, man. Dude got me weak. I was laughing the whole damn time.
Damn.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Calico, for your vote. Let's go ahead and see what Amadez got to say from the 770 area code. Amadez, you think next to blow or hell no?
Hell no, man. That's definitely a hell no. Like, really, it sounded like he just kept saying the same shit over and over. You know what I mean? It all sounded the same. I couldn't grab it. Like, I couldn't grab it if I wanted to. You know what I mean? So I'm going to definitely say a hell no. I mean, like, he just need to get back. Like you said, man, he just need to work a little harder, man. He might need some more tracks, man, because, like, the track is what's going to catch everybody's attention. If you ain't got no banging-ass track, then people going to be out of tune off the get-go. You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely. I appreciate your vote.
Oh, that's it.
I'm there.
All right, no problem. All right, for sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and see what this 501, area code 501-791.
Hey, what's up, Miss Queen T? This your boy, Smoothie Dude. I just hopped on the line, so I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear the song, but everybody else saying it's thumbs down, so I'm just going to rock the child and say thumbs down. You hear me? What you
can't
got going
do
tonight,
that
though,
if
boo?
You didn't hear the song. No, you can't
nah,
do
know,
that.
I know. I know. I'm just, you know, I'm following everybody else. But, hey, I mean, I know you got a good fan base and a lot of supporters. So, if a lot of the supporters ain't feeling whatever you just played. Hey, I'm rocking with your supporters. You know what I'm saying? With your normal people that normal called in. This is my first time calling in. Whatnot. So, like I say.
Yo, I know you about to go live right after we get off air, so shout out to Smoothie Dude. Yo, Smoothie Dude, real quick, and everybody get y'all pen and papers ready because he's a radio host too and got his own show, so he got a live show. So I'm going to go ahead and Smooth, go ahead and give out your information for these callers and the people that are tuned in, how they can tune into your show on Wednesday.
I sure appreciate you, Miss Queen T. My name is Smooth. THADUDE on Twitter, all one word. I'm the host of the Smoothie Dude Show with my co-host Chops every Wednesday night, 10 to 12 p.m. Central at number 213-943-3478, where every week we display underground talent, put it on a nationwide level. You know what I'm saying? I have interview ABNC listings or whatever, you know, so... Basically, you know, some of what y'all got next to blow, you know, I just put my little spin on it. Shout out to Queen T and all the affiliates. Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts Radio, too, and the Smoothie Dude Show. We just working, man, doing something for the underground artists. You know, that's what it's all about.
You go ahead and give out that number one more time.
Hey, it's 213-943-3478. I will be live in about 30 minutes. Actually, 29 minutes. I'll be live. 213-943-3478. Send that music to the Smooth the Dude Show at yahoo.com. Matter of fact, y'all just Google Smooth, THADUDE. My link's going to come up. Y'all send me some of that music, man, because I'm playing everybody music, man, as long as there's some bangers. You know, I'm filtering it out. I'm working on volume 2 of my mixtape. I did Smooth the Dude with Chops, the show, volume 1. It dropped November. We were doing Volume 2 drop in the middle of March. I go check that out on Active. Like I say, just Google Smooth, THADUDE, all one word, Smoothie Dude, and all my links going to come up under the Google. Y'all follow me Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Active. I'm all over, man.
All right. You know, Smooth, I'll be over there. As soon as I get off air, I'm always over there supporting you guys.
I'm kind of mad I came out late. Like I say, I was running some big errands with the club or whatever, but yeah, I appreciate the support, and hopefully, like I say, next time I'll be able to come on a little bit earlier. And I did want to send you some tracks, too, but I don't know if you got them via email or whatnot, some more question tracks or whatever. But if you did, if you could put an overdose of that, it's on me, some tracks, I think, if you got it loaded up.
Well, let me give you.
Okay, no, I don't have any of his music right now. But Miss Chocolate, go ahead. Or one of you.
I got okay. You. Let me plug that one time. For all the artists listening, those who would like to send in music, please send that in MP3 format to nexttoblow.hellno. That is next nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Please send a short bio, your Facebook, your Twitter. Make sure to let us know where you're from, how you do it, and make sure to include just a little bit about yourself. We want to hear your music. Send that in. That's nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah, hold it down, man.
And make sure y'all, if y'all want to get your song on the Next to Blow or Hell No segment, y'all better add the host too, not just myself, Miss Queen T, or not just anybody individually. Make sure y'all add everybody on Facebook. You feel me? And get in these motherfuckers' ears. Like, look, I sent my song in, and you know what I'm saying? Tell them you want your song on Next to Blow or Hell No.
We rock with you if you rock with us. If I see the request coming through, I might just pick them up.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, Smoothie Dude, I'll talk to you soon, okay, sweetheart?
All
Okay, boo, that's what's up. That's what's up. I sure got to do my back end promoting. I appreciate you putting me through, boo.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Y'all be safe.
Next move, get a shout out to next move. Like, cut it out.
Hey, wait a minute. I just want to make a address to Dope Ass Music. Hey, that was not me sleep. That was M.I.D. Like, I'm here. Like, don't be putting me on blast on Facebook all wrong and shit. I do my job. Thank you. I'll tell you this message.
Oh, God.
Young bitch. The bus bro.
What?
All right.
Throw me on
the... Now, I ain't throwing you on the bus, bro. I mean, the truth is the truth. It wasn't me. I'm just going to be real. You know what I'm saying? Just in a police situation, so I ain't had to lie.
What did you just say? I do my job. What the fuck do you mean? Knight don't do his job.
Because on the phone, people shout out to JB team sleeping on the job.
Oh, Nick,
come on.
Oh, man.
Oh,
come on,
God.
Man.
It
is.
Yo, okay.
He threw me under the bus.
Yeah, that is. That dope. That's fucked up, dog.
Oh, man. I got threw up under the bus. And I wasn't the one did it. You was. So technically, that's supposed to be your name right there. You see what I'm saying? That's even
aww.
More fucked up.
Cut it out.
No, that's funny. Be- but you know what I'm saying? We got to keep it moving. We got to tally up these votes. So I'm pulling up a song right now. And we're going to come back to y'all and let one of the hosts, you know, introduce who won
hey,
the song. But what's up?
Hey, yo, sing. Queen C, I gotta give a shout out real quick to Von listening in. He got his people listening in. So big shout out to the, we take it a little clear. Y'all make sure to stay tuned. All of the artists, all of your supporters, so that y'all can vote on all of these songs. We got another song coming up. And our last song, we.
I'm balling, bitch. Fade away.
Fade away.
In that order.
All right, y'all. We about to get into a track. Yo, I kind of wanna you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and play a track by my boy Lyrical Incision. You know, kind of throw the little music off a little bit with this track. This track right here is by Lyrical Incision, Mambo. You can check him and Crush the Catalyst live every Thursday. And this track right here is called Mambo. And I will be right back with y'all.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Y'all ain't ready for this. Come on. Go ahead. Y'all can keep it straight if y'all want to, but I'm trying to get this money out here. I'm going to take it across the sea. Let's go.
Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Like
Peace.
Calabrese do the mambo like crazy with it. Mambo, mambo italiano. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Go, go, go. Shake it like a Giovanna. No kiss the DJ, you can have to use it when you move.
Yo, 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 y'all rocking out with Next to Flow. What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That shit rocking. That's the lyrics for Vision. That song was Mamba.
That's right, Queen.
Definitely, definitely.
What was that song? It was
a
Mamba.
Yeah, Mambo. Make sure y'all check him out Thursdays on Crush the Catalyst on Next to Flow Radio, the show. So, yeah, basically, we're tallying up the votes, and we're going to let Jay Biggs let everybody know who won. Crew, can we get a drum roll?
Drum roll, please.
Well, this week's winner is Checkmate the Great with MVP, you know what I'm saying, from Chicago, Illinois, you know what I'm saying?
Straight
out of the Midwest. Hey, shouts out to all of the, you know, participants that sent in your songs we chose and the ones that steady sending in songs. Hey, that's what's up. Keep them coming. Hey, if you want artists, you already sent in some songs. Hey, keep sending in some more songs. You make a new track. Hey, send them in as you go. Hey, that's what we're here for, to give you, you know what I'm saying, the feedback, to see where they at. You know what I'm saying? Just keep hitting us up and letting us know what it is at nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? MP3 format, short bio, Facebook, Twitter accounts, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do it. You feel me?
And a phone number.
And the phone number is 718-664-9115. Oh, that's our number. We want Charles' number.
I really want to encourage more females to send in their music, too, because honestly, I try to go back and forth and be like, male, female, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the ladies that are
sending. What background is that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, look, man, get your ass on that subway.
Who's on the subway? Put your phone on mute, please.
Somebody's on a bus. Somebody's something.
Something. I hear that shit, too.
I hear dumbass traffic.
But, yeah, shout out to Checkmate the Great. And like Jay Banks said, shout out to all the artists that did their thing. You feel me? And, you know, don't let it discourage you. Keep on sending more music. Send another track. You know, maybe the listeners will like your other track. That was just one track. So make sure y'all send it in. Same email, same. Make sure you guys include all the information. And we're going to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Before we get into our interview here in like a couple minutes, I just want to take a couple callers and see who these callers are. But you feel me? And we're about to get into this interview in a few minutes with Casual, so make sure y'all stay tuned with that. And let's go ahead and see who. And if you guys want to go live at any time, I see all the callers tuned in. Press the one to go live. And, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Real quick,
yep,
you guys want to tune in, dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Shout out to the chat box, too. I'm not sure what happened. Somebody else logged me in. But, yeah, so let's go ahead and get into these callers out of the 903 area code. 903 live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Dawn. I'm calling from Tyler, Texas. I'm Casualty's manager, and I'm just listening to what he got to say.
All right. Welcome.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate the support. We know we got your artist on the line tonight, so definitely stay tuned for that interview.
Okay.
All right, definitely. It's
going down.
All right, you know what? Since all the other callers ain't trying to press one to go live, but shout out to all the callers that we already took live that's still tuned in with us. You feel me? I want the crew to go ahead and give their shout outs because I know I want to put out a little promo blast, but, you know, y'all got any local events that y'all want to put out there or anything like that?
Yeah, we'll hit it. Chatterbox going to go first so I can get it out the way and then I can sit back and listen to everybody else. So, yes, this is your girl, Miss Chocolate, the one and only. Hey, shout out to my crew, the Realize Divas. We got a show April 6th for all the ladies. It's a male-only show. We let them strip us. hey, let's get it. I got information on my page. Y'all hit me up on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, you can hit me up at Realize Miss Chocolate. Twitter, you can hit me up at Miss Chocolate 86. Or you can hit me up at Chardonnay.Hawkins on Facebook. Y'all get at me. Check my crew out. Yeah.
Ta-da. Hey,
Fred,
it's Fred. Man, I got a couple of different events coming up. Tomorrow night at the Imperial Room, I'm going to be hosting the Can You Make It contest/birthday bash is going down, so make sure y'all come in there and celebrate, have some fun with us. Shout-out to Savage Life, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing with these young brothers that's from up here, so Pocky ENT. Then March 10th, I know y'all heard. If you didn't, you're about to hear now. It went down last week with the franchise for the Pisces Bash, hosted by Recess Kid Red. Shout out to the whole Next to Blow crew. Well, you know, most of us that's in Minnesota that came out there, showed out and shit. We got another sold out event. This motherfucking, nope, not this Thursday. I'm tripping. March 10th. So, yeah, the red carpet treatment, guesses and shit. Make sure y'all come out, show love. I'll be hosting that event.
Yeah, the fun girl's going to be in the building popping bottles. I can't wait to get it in.
Hey, you already know Next to Blow Radio is one of the sponsors over there, so make sure y'all come party with us. We get it in on that event. So,
March 1st, we're going to be at Club Spotlight. We have an artist that we interviewed like 3 weeks ago, C-Robbie, in the building performing. Jimmy Day will be performing. About records, artists will be performing. I will be in the building March 1st at Spotlight. You know, Club and whatnot. DJ Trigger, I'm going to be on the ones and twos. Comes out with your girl, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it do what it do. This Friday.
Okay, all right. Crew, anything else y'all want to put out there? Hey, I got one more shout-out. My bad. Shout-out to Foxy Fine doing her thing. You know, my love and respect. Shout-out to everybody in Minnesota, of course. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Again, we don't hate support. That is something I try to push across to all you motherfuckers, because Red definitely support, and I know Next to Blow do support. You know what I'm saying? So continue to support one another. Real talk, that's how we're going to make it. Let's eat. Ta-da.
Definitely. And I know we got a lot of callers tuned in, so like I said earlier, make sure you add all the hosts on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? If you're connecting with one of us, go to their pages, and I'm sure you're going to see all of us connected somewhere. You feel me? We got Miss Chocolate, Charnay Chocolate, Recess Kid Red, J Biggs, M.I.D., Lonel, Magasia, and myself, Miss Queen C. So make sure y'all check us out, add us, and get at us. You feel me? But we about to get into this interview with Casual, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him in real quick. And shout out to the callers that are still tuned in. Shout out to Willie Will. He's still tuned in. Shout out to Mocha, Trouble T, Maturi, Don, the 952, Smooth the Dude, Cuzzo, Last Your Thought, Dope Ass Music, Country Lover. Shout out to the 510, the 507, the 702, the 214, the 404, and all the other area codes. Make sure y'all press that one at any time if you're trying to get into these topics. And this interview we're about to get in, exclusive interview with Casual T. Let's go ahead and bring him in, y'all. Let's go ahead. Casual, what's good?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Casual,
let
everybody know.
What's up? I couldn't hear y'all. It's like three people talking at one time.
Go ahead. I was just saying congratulations and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, bro.
All right, definitely.
You know, yeah, so like I said, man, I try to, you know what I'm saying, to tune in to y'all, and I appreciate y'all supporting me. For me, I'm going to definitely support you.
So. Yes,
of course, of course. Yo, Casual, let everybody know where you come from, you know what I'm saying, what you do, you know what I'm saying, where you rep in or whatever, how you got the name Casual. Shout out to Casual. His call just dropped.
Oh, Cass, man, I'm sorry.
Damn. Yo, shout out to Casual. You know what though? I'm gonna give a shout out to Casual while he called back in until he calls back in. But Casual's been supporting me and Magasia since day one. Like I remember when he was overseas and he was calling off Skype. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's real support right there. So there should be no reason why if you guys want y'all music heard and y'all want to get heard, there should be no reason you guys can't pick up the motherfucking phone. If a person overseas can call in, y'all can call in too. And that's
exactly.
Let's go ahead and see. Casual, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. What's up? What's up? What's up? My bad. The call dropped.
We just glad to have you guys on the line. We anxious and we ready to have this interview. We got a lot of questions for you, Casual. So we're glad to have you back on the line. Thank you for calling back in so promptly.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I mean, I wanted to be heard, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna get back into that question. Let everybody know where you're from, how you got the name Casual, and
Okay, I'm from Columbus, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I stay and I represent the ATL too, cause I stayed there also. I'm in the Army. I'm 13 Mike. You know what I'm saying? Field artillery. You know what I'm saying? I blow shit up, bang bang. You know. That's what I do when I do music, you know. I'm kind of torn in between the Army and music, you know what I'm saying? I got 3 years left on my contract, so I'm, like, deciding right now, whether to do music or to, you know, stick with the Army. And that's what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing right now, just trying to make music for the soul. For everybody to hear, you know what I'm saying? Not just the urban community, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make music for everybody that everybody can bother their head to, put the headphones on or listen with their girl or whatever, you know, so.
Okay.
That's real, yeah.
So how'd you go about getting the name Casual?
I got the name Casual just because of my demeanor. I got the name, you know, because I just got a real casual demeanor and, like, you know, it don't matter how I go out. It's just my demeanor. It's just always casual, you know, until that music come on. You know, until the music come on, you know what I'm saying? I be in the club jigging or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But mostly my demeanor is, like, just real casual. You know what I mean? That's all it is. And, you know, my first name is Terry, so, you know, you add the T on that, so you got casualty. But if you say it real fast, it's casualty. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel, like.
Yeah.
Anybody I go against, R&B singers or who else, women, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be a casualty, you know what I'm saying?
I know y'all hear me over here, and that him, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. So, Casual, how long have you been doing music? How long have you been, doing music?
I've been recording. I think I recorded my first song in, like, 2007. And, I didn't really get serious into the music because, you know, I was deploying a lot. I didn't get serious into the music because I was stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I did American Idol in 2010, and I made it to the third round. And that's when I really got serious, and I really felt that I had a gift, you know what I'm saying, to make it all the way. So, I mean, I just felt like just listening to the music that's on the radio and listening to that, I was like, man, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? They got major budgets behind them. You know what I'm saying? I'm a staff on the United States Army. I feel like I can do just as much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
Real respect for that.
All right. Well, you know, my crew, I'm going to pass it to the crew, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the rest of my questions out a little bit later. Each of my crew, they have questions for you. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to Miss Chocolate, Miss Mm-hmm over here. I'm going to let her get her questions out first.
Okay.
All right. So this is your Miss Chocolate, and yes, I am the one who is Mm-hmm. He said his name is Casual, but Casual T, when you said fast. So are you a ladies' man?
Oh, of course. You know what I'm saying? Of course. I mean, that's all I make music for is ladies. I mean, I feel like the women, I feel like women have a stronger voice when it comes to music. I feel like women can pass around music like, oh, this made me feel this way. You know, it's different from a dude saying, oh, man, listen, this is a song. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a woman have a stronger power when it comes to that voice. So,
I like him always.
Woman.
Talk him up to Team Wet Way. He's going to get a free
there, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's what's up. That's what's
okay.
Up. Okay. So let me get serious because I am over here full of jokes and full of thoughts, and y'all just don't want to know what my head is right now. I love R&B, so just does some things to me. As an artist, you know, as an R&B artist at that, who is somebody that you would want to actually do a collab with that's a rap artist? So not someone that's in your genre that's an R&B artist, someone that's in the rap game or hip-hop artist that you want to collab with right now.
Casual.
Yellow.
Yes.
I don't know where Casual is at, but let's go ahead and bring him back in again. His call dropped again. Casual.
My bad, man. The call dropped, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm about to switch from Sprint, man. They're killing me.
Hold up now.
I'm going to say something real quick. If your call drops, because we got 3 minutes left until it's the overtime, so that goes for anybody. Feel me? 3 minutes left in the overtime, so the only way you won't be able to call back in. So, Casual, just call my phone, and then I'll just click you in if, you know, it happens again, okay?
Okay, I got you. Yeah, we here. You, can y'all hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, what was the last question? Yeah.
So the next question was, as an R&B artist, what rap artist or hip-hop artist do you want to connect with?
I mean, I would connect anybody who puts their heart and their passion in their music.
That's not the question I asked you. I'll stop. See, everybody knows I'm particular when I ask a question.
Okay,
I'm looking for a particular answer. So,
okay.
I want you to give me one person right now that you want to do a collab with. Like, you got a song probably already, like, halfway done. You like, damn, that person would be super dope on this track.
I would like to do a collab with Andre 2000. Respect.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I think respect. Okay. I mean, because he just like music is from his soul. You know, he doesn't care what anybody else thinks about his music or anything. He just and he makes good music. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people say he out there, but I feel like if you're trying to be like everybody else, you don't need to be doing this.
Straight up. That's a great fucking pick.
I like that.
All right. Ms. Tyler, we got any more questions?
No, because I think the questions will probably be asked off the air, so I'll just let those be.
Okay. All right. Who want to go next?
I'd go next. Y'all kind of punked me up a couple of my questions already, but it's okay. Something simple. What's good, Casual? It's your girl, Risa.
What's that out?
Sid, this is something, you know, just a little simple little question, you know what I'm saying? With you being an R&B singer and things like that, I'm sure the lady listeners would like to know, are you single?
I'm single, but, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't know how long that's going to be for, you know what I'm saying? Because you just
that
never know.
That answer to that question right there? Just me. I got a shorty I talk to on the side, but I ain't official with her.
Because
that's why you
said you're
going
to have my phone. No, I'm not saying that. You know, I shout out to everybody out there. You know, all the women that's listening to the music. I'll do it for y'all. You know, so I mean, I can't get too much out there.
Yeah, right. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
But see, the next question is basically, I want to know how do you feel about your supporters or the people out here that sleep on you or, you know what I'm saying, how do you feel? Do you feel like you get the support that you deserve, you know what I'm saying, that you out here putting in work for? Do you feel like it's not enough people hearing you and feeling you? Where are you coming from with you being a lady?
I feel that I mean, I'm getting the support. You know what I'm saying? I get the support from, because, like, everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? Like, mainly, I'm the only R&B artist that's performing everywhere I go. And, like, I'm killing the shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm killing the shows because, I mean, this is what I want to do. So you show what you want to do on stage, and you show how you want to do, how you perform, your presentation. So, I mean, hopefully I can get up there to Minnesota and do the same way so I can get some of y'all supporters up there to show how casual is real on that stage. Because, you know what I'm saying? Hey, clothes come off and everything. The voice go loud. You hear me?
Hey, now, I hear that shit. Ta-da.
Hey, yo, casual. Real quick, can you do me a favor? I got a listener that's calling me, that's on the line. He's listening to the show. I got a couple messages coming in. Can you plug yourself real quick? Where can some of the listeners find some of your music, hear some of your songs, just so they can get a feel for you? Because, like I said, we definitely want to get you up here in Minnesota. We want you to, you know, get that exposure everywhere, you know what I'm saying? As an R&B artist, not many are getting that exposure, you know what I'm saying, to get to the next level. And that's what we're trying to do right here on Next to Blow, or Hell No, is give our artists that chance.
Okay, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Casual, you know what I'm saying, C-A-S-U-A-L. You can find me on YouTube, Casual706. And, I mean, you can see my videos. I got a video for Let Me Get It and Just Breathe, which I just did a couple months ago, fresh. You can find me on iTunes. All you got to do is type in Casual T, Let Me Get It, Just Breathe. Fresh. I mean, like I said, you ain't gonna be disappointed because I got music for everybody. And if you don't think that's me, I also got my phone up on my Facebook. You can call me and I'll sing you a song. You know what I'm saying? Any artist want to work out there?
Ooh, he said the magic words, Queen. Casual, can you please give the listeners a preview, a little sample of your voice? Can I get a preview?
Yeah, man, do it for the ladies,
you know,
man.
Baby, I want it so bad. I want to take you to my room, shawty. I want to do some things that you want to do. I want to do, yeah. I go in between your legs and lick real soft, baby. I make you beg. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I work with any artist that's for real. I work with any artist that's for real and that wants to make music, you know what I'm saying, from the soul and not from what they're hearing on the radio. I don't listen to the radio at all, you know what I'm saying? So, like, let's just hit me up. You got my email, ttarnishjr@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? bookcasual@gmail.com. Like I said, y'all can just hit me up. And I'm going to print you the music before.
Magasia, Queen,
what's
y'all at? Where
we're
y'all
right
at?
Here.
Do y'all feel what I feel?
Definitely.
I don't think y'all feel what I feel.
Girl,
no,
I'm over here sweating.
Like,
hello. Casual already know.
Yo, what's up? I'm here.
I need a new pair of panties. The Pete Wet Wet is in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you guys want to add Casual, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, go ahead and search me, Miss Queasy Promo. I tagged him in a post, so make sure y'all all add him to host if y'all don't have him on there already. Terry, call me Casual. You feel me? But Casual, I want to go ahead and get into one of your tracks, Let Me Get It. I know this is a track that, you know, introduced me and Magasia. This is how we, you know, became supporters of you. So let us know about this track, let the listeners know, and the video and all that stuff.
Okay, hey, this is Casual T, you know what I'm saying, Let Me Get It. Find it on YouTube, search up Casual T, Let Me Get It. Like I said, iTunes and everything, man, I think. Like, this song is from the soul, you know what I'm saying? This is coming from another level from what I was going through in my life. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just all about getting, you know what I'm saying? Going getting what you want, what you see, what you deserve. So, y'all check this out.
Top Tom Davis with another smash.
All right. Yeah. Let me get. Let's see. Do we got the 2-1-1?
Yep, yep.
Yo, I gotta check. I gotta check on the fellas real quick. MID, are you there? Yo, MID, he's fucking up. MID, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm just checking on you, MID. Just checking. JB, you there?
I'm chilling. I'm Gucci.
Why now? Oh, shit. Where are we looking right now? Oh, Miss Chocolate, my bad. You back up the air. Vonnell's phone had dropped, so hopefully he calls back in. But we going to keep it moving, you feel me? Yo, Casual, let everybody know where they can find that video.
Hey, y'all can find that video. Search me Casual 706 on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Columbus, Georgia. Yeah, you can find that. Search up Casual, let me get it. You know what I'm saying? The pop up. You know what I'm saying? They're doing real good on YouTube. So, yeah, y'all just... Y'all search that, man. Let me know how y'all think of good or bad. So.
Definitely. And, you know, that was the winning track last week. Let me get it. And, again, congratulations on that. And, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
With
music like that, I know you got all the Georgia peaches down there. Can you share? I like fruit.
You like fruit? I like fruit.
I like fruit. Yeah. It's the best I've ever heard. Like, you the fucking best. Like, real talk, ta-da.
Ta-da.
Right there.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah.
Yo, Red, that was a good one, though. Thank you very much.
I like fruit.
Yeah, I like fruit.
I like fruit. Goddamn. All right.
I heard that shit.
That's a neck to blow. That's neck to blow right there, goddammit.
It's the fruit. I just like me a tall, sexy, dark, chocolate southern man.
Wait a minute. This ain't a sex line. This is neck to blow.
Oh, girl.
Hold on. It's I'm just following Red's lead, actually.
Red was speaking in a hypothetical situation. You're speaking directly to this guy. Now, we're going to stop all of the irrational bullshit.
Hold on. I said like him.
He ain't mad.
We're going to keep this shit professional.
I know you ain't talking about professional now. Like, come on.
Queen, he's trying to do me, though.
Y'all look good there, Will. I'm just fucking with chocolate. Now, y'all better get off my case.
All the hosts got their own personality. And everybody know Miss Chocolate loves sex and sexy men. Okay?
Everybody has their own personality. Everybody knows that Biggs is crazy and Biggs is going to feed off of everybody else because I'm an improv type of dude and I just like to act stupid. And if you say anything or do anything that gives me that will to act stupid, just goddamn it, I'm going to do it.
Hey, I got you, bro.
I hate you, Biggs.
Look. You know what I'm saying? They loving that old 6 foot, you know what I'm saying, dark skin. They loving that, though, I'll tell you that, boy.
That's dark skin.
Hell, shit, I like me a 5'5", you know, red, maybe brown skin, you know, a little sexy mama season. I can't vibe with the tall, dark, and handsome shit. That's me. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right, we're going
to keep this going, you know what I'm saying, since Jay Biggs is talking already. We're going to let him do his few questions for you, Casual. All right.
What's up with Valor? What's up, Battle? I heard you say you're
doing
the old man.
What's up with you?
Man, I'm chilling. You know, this is 11 Bravo Bang Bang Boogie right here, you know what I'm saying?
You know, 13
Mike,
you know what I'm saying?
Bust them
super soakers.
Bow. I know. I like to call y'all when I need heavy artillery. I call y'all. Y'all know what it is, my nigga. You already know.
All right.
But But, hey, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of one of the things I want to talk to you about, you know what I'm saying, your experience in the Army, you know what I'm saying, like I said, me being, you know, prior Army, you know, Army veteran, you know, I was wanting to know, how is your experience in the Army, like, could you go more into depth, like, I mean, like, you know, how do you feel about, you know, being deployed, and when you go over there, you know, what are some of the things you get into, you know what I'm saying, do you ever, like, miss home when you're gone, you know?
Oh yeah, man. I got a 5-year-old son, you know what I'm saying? Khalil, love you, you know what I'm saying? Gotta shout you out. I've been to Afghanistan, I've been to Africa, like I said, been to Korea twice, you know what I'm saying, been to Kuwait, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things, man, you know, when you raise your right hand, you know, there's a lot of talented people on this earth, you know what I'm saying? But when you make that commitment, It's kind of hard. Yeah, of course you're going to miss your family, you know what I'm saying? You're going to miss your loved ones. You have kids or whatnot, man. So, I mean, it's just one of those things, man, where you kind of, you know how they say you got to suck it up, man. You know, you just got to suck it up.
Yeah, I feel you, man, because I was stationed down in Columbus, Georgia, down in Fort Benning, you know, airborne right in the 82nd.
Yep.
All day, you know how we do it. They call me Super Soldier. But check this out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, and not only that, you know, I'm an R&B singer myself, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, don't you just hate it when, like, them bitch-ass niggas be hating on you because you can sing, and the females be wanting you, and they be talking shit, like, you supposed to be less of a man because you can sing, and, you know what I'm saying, and they can't, and they really wish they could so they could pull the same hoes, but, you know, that just be bad.
Yeah, it happens, bro, like I said, it happens, man, because a lot of people, they look at me, man, they was like, man, you don't look like you can sing. You know, and the way I talk. You know, I guess the way I talk, people say the way you talk.
Same thing with me. People think, like, this motherfucker crazy. He can't sing. What the hell? And then that girl come home with me. But anyway, go ahead.
I mean, it's one of those things, man, where I'm just humble, man. I just try to work on my craft, man. Like I said, you know, artist development. And like I said, man, I'm coming for the prize, man. I'm coming for the prize because I hear a lot of artists, not to sound cocky, man, I'm just really confident in what I do, man, and, like, every song that I put out. And I feel that a lot of indie artists, they're doing it for the wrong reasons. A lot of indie artists are doing it for the wrong reasons, man. They're doing it just so their friends can hear them, you know, their family can hear them. I'm doing it for the whole world can hear me.
I feel you. So
I just feel like, man, I just have so much to put out there. I feel like I have so much talent, and I have a voice, man, that God gave me, you know what I'm saying? That God blessed me with, man. So, like, I don't knock nobody that's out there doing their thing, man. I just feel that I'm out there, I'm doing it harder, and I'm doing it better. And it's in the pudding, you know what I mean?
I like the way he uses, like, the humble shield, but he talk that shit, though. It's cool. I like that. That's the shit I be doing on the cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. It's cool in my book, you know what I'm saying? Truly, you got the mind to be next to blow. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga shit.
I appreciate that, bro. I mean, I want some more questions, man. I want some more, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I just got out the field probably about 2 hours ago. Like I said, I'm out. You hear me?
Yeah.
Biggs, you got any more questions, or you want me to pass it over to
NYD? Yeah. Man, I got one more question, then I'm through.
Okay, bro.
All right. What's up with a collab? You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you know, I sang too. We can, you know, do some Tyrese and Tank and, you know, Gene Wine type shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, I feel like, We ain't got to get compared to that, you know what I'm saying? We just do our thing, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're trying to compare, that means you're trying to emulate. We're trying to put ourselves on the map, you know what I'm saying? So we can do some casualty and, you know what I'm saying, whatever name you go by, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then we can make it our own.
I know that's fine.
I feel what you're saying, but I wasn't saying it to compare. I was just saying it to let it be known, like, we're just going to do some collaboration type shit to where it's going to be
awesome. I'll send you my email, bro. Fuck them old-ass niggas, man.
I'm sorry, bro, but them old-ass niggas, bro, them is some old-ass niggas. Nigga like me look up to, you know what I'm saying? Them old ass
niggas
go hard,
money,
bro.
Them niggas got money, bro. Them niggas got money.
It ain't even about the money, bro. Tank is a hell of a songwriter, bro. That's a motherfucker, bro. Half of the R&B industry making songs but that he wrote, you know what I'm saying? And they making money off what he wrote. You know what I'm saying? Like
Omarion, a lot of them,
Yeah, you know, he does that. That's what I'm looking at. I ain't even fucked up about the money because I got bread. I ain't fucked up about that. I'm fucked up about how the fuck that man write a goddamn song and that shit be a hit. That's what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? Wow. But, yeah, I feel where you coming from. We're going to have to do that, man. You know what I'm saying? And not only for me, but like I said, shoot your Twitter and your email out one more time so everybody can get that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might have somebody want to see some beats or something. You know, you never know.
Oh, yeah, I got you, man. Yeah, man, you can find me on T. Turnage Jr., you know what I'm saying, T-T-U-R-N-A-G-E-J-R at gmail.com. You can find me at Twitter at Casual. You know what I'm saying? I just want to speak on that, man. Like I said, man, they take money to make money. You know what I'm saying? They with the people who got the most money. You know what I'm saying? Anything can become a hit. You know what I'm saying? And not in our eyes. But you got to think, they got the money to blast them on these BDS stations. So it's going to get played. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to get played. So it's going to get repetition. You know what I mean? With muscle failure, it's going to become repetition. You know what I'm saying? And that don't make it easy.
Yeah,
that don't make it easy just to everybody hear it. You know what I'm saying? So,
I feel you. I trust me. I totally understand exactly what you mean. I totally understand.
Let's do it, bro. Like I said, man, all you got to do is send me. Matter of fact, I got some stuff that I'm working on right now. I got 3 songs that I'm working on. Should be done by the, hopefully by mid-March, by the end of March. You know what I'm saying? Because I sent my stuff off out to Mitch McCarthy. Shout out to him, my engineer, you know what I'm saying, out in Hollywood, man. So, I mean, he's the one who, I sing the songs, he just makes it sound good. You know what I mean? So,
that's what's up. Well, that's what's up. Like I said, we're going to have to completely fuck around, you know what I'm saying? Completely, though. Real talk.
Okay. I got you, bro.
I'm through, Miss Queen. You can take it to the next guy. All right. Yep. All right.
All right. M.I.D.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, what's going?
Your turn.
Yo, what's going on with you? Casual, how you feeling?
Man. Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm blessed. I'm alive, man, so I'm feeling good.
I know. You're a male R&B singer. You got to feel good.
Hell yeah.
But all them women, I chase y'all for some vocals. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, I got my first question is, who's your top 5 all-time singers?
Number one, I'm going to go with Michael Jackson because, like I said, growing up, like, Michael Jackson was just it, you know what I'm saying? He was all over, and he just had to, like, before Swag even came out, you know what I'm saying? He just had that about him. Number two, I would have to say, like, Tevin Campbell. Number three, you know what I'm saying, Usher. Number four, Ginuwine, you know what I'm saying? I listen a lot of Usher and Ginuwine. I mean, and, like, as of now, well, I say number 5, it'll be like a Boyz II Men. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of Boyz II Men. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of artists out there that I listen to, you know, Trey Songz and, that'll be running-ups. Say again.
What about the Jodeci?
Say again, bro.
What about Jodeci?
Jodeci was cool. I mean, Jodeci was cool, but I mean, I wouldn't even say Jodeci. I would say Drew Hill. I think Drew Hill was Jodeci taken to another level. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly, yeah. I like dude, man. You cool in a bit.
Even though KC sing way better than Cisco.
No, bro. I'm sorry. Nah, them niggas be yelling, bro.
You know, man, I think KC got it.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. The concepts of their songs and shit was the shit. They was always hard, but when it come to actually just singing, my nigga, they really was just screaming, like, I really like you. My nigga, I'm screaming, because I sound just like them. Like, them niggas was getting on that powder, and they was going in, nigga.
I got my next one, like Maxwell. You know what I'm saying? You got your Maxwells and like me. I mean, people, I might throw y'all for a loop. You know what I'm saying? Like George Michael. You know what I'm saying? Like George Michael. I mean, people forget about George Michael.
I just wanted to see where your head was at. That's why I was asking, how old are you? I wanted to see what type of music, how far it goes back for you, where your history lies.
I mean, music to me, I listen to music from the 60s. I listen to music from the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just go back. I do my research on music, because if you don't know where you came from, shit, you ain't going to know where you at. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you're going to be lost.
Get out of there. Damn right.
So.
Ain't your shit.
Real nigga shit, bro.
Yeah. Okay. But I got another question for you, though.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, now that we got one, M.I.D., you got any more questions?
Yeah, I got one more. When you was on stage, have you ever got the panties thrown at you?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I put on a show. I feel like your vocals are a tool. And I feel like if you can hit that right note, you hit them right riffs. Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, man, I had drinks bought out for me. You know what I'm saying? I done had it. I mean, it's just me, man, because they know I want it, man. You know what I'm saying? I entertain the crowd. You know what I'm saying? The women. I go to the women out in the crowd. I just ain't one of those dudes that two-step on stage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I guess out there.
Which one of y'all niggas going to teach me how to sing then? Either you or Big?
Listen, bro. All I can say is me.
I'm trying to get down with Biggs on the track, you know what I'm saying? So I said, hey, man, just hit me up. Like I said, man, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. I mean, it doesn't matter, man. Like I said, man, we can network and we can make this together, man. Like I said, I ain't trying to steal nobody's fans. I'm trying to share fans. I'm trying to all of us so we can eat.
Man, I'm trying to come on that bitch like Maxwell. I'm trying to woo.
Oh, man, come on, man.
That was good.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I don't know what Jibble just said.
Somebody about some panties came off, throwing them to you over the phone.
You got there right in that order, Biggs. You know you better stop that shit because you know what your boys do. All I got to say is,
oh, my God, like, that's really good, though. Yo, that's just nice, yo. Y'all need to do it one more time.
Do it one more time. Can y'all do it together
in
unison? Do it together in unison.
Do what? Y'all so stupid.
Yeah, sing the end of the road together. That's a good one. Oh, man, that's my shit. I know. Nigga, that's what you call it, making a band. that's some of that Stevie Wonder. Where You know, Donnell Jones will get a microphone here. Say, I left my baby girl a message. Said I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone.
Yeah.
You got Trey Songz. Yeah. Which one of y'all? What the fuck?
Like, I Trey Songz. Like, oh,
crazy,
baby.
Y'all
niggas be like, oh, nigga.
Oh,
oh,
man, you went in on that one, man.
Oh, baby. You know, yeah, them niggas, I mean.
But, hey, Trey Songz good, man. He good.
He got a team, though, man. Trey Songz got a team of writers, man. Like I said, man, it takes money to make money. So, like, with me, man, it's me, you know what I'm saying, official ENT. I'm down here in Killeen, Texas, you know what I'm saying, stationed down here in Fort Hood. So, this dude I look up to, man, his name is Dez, and I sent y'all a track tonight, man. It's called What Your Body Needs, and y'all can listen to that, and y'all can be like, man, just see how my team is, man. Like, when it comes to the R&B singers, man, we're there, man. Like I said, we're there. Like I said, I want to come up to Minnesota. I made it not even to step on nobody's toes because I want to come up there and perform and get people to know who Casual T is. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Red, and Miss Chocolate, we got to make that happen. We got to make that happen.
For sure.
We're going to
get it popping up here for you, man. We'll keep it posted.
Keep it
going.
We most definitely going to have to get on it. And we most definitely going to need to keep in the music.
No doubt,
absolutely,
man.
All right, well, we're gonna keep the the questions rolling. You feel me?
Okay.
Now that we got Lionel back on the line, we got Maggie on the line. Magasia, I know your phone had dropped. Lionel's phone dropped. They're all on my line, so just hopefully my line don't fucking drop, then everybody's call will drop. But
man.
Yo, Magasia, I don't know if you heard, but these dudes, they just went in all that singing and stuff, girl. I know you.
I do. I have a little question. Who was the first person that you expressed your talent to? That show your talent to.
I'll have to say.
That's growing up from now, from a youngin' to now.
Yeah, I'll have to say my father, because you know, my father he used to be in a band, and like my dad, he used to always, you know, we used to sing together. He used to play the old school, you know, the Kool and the Gang, and you know, stuff from his heyday, and you know, the Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
So he used to have me sing, man, and like I say, my dad. He's my biggest inspiration, you know what I'm saying? You know, he tried the music thing, and I'm just trying to take it further, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, who was the artist that you, you know, grow up to, man? Was it, you know, Luther? Let's see. Luther, shit, Freddie Jackson. Who you grow up to? Listening to.
I listen to Freddie Jackson, you know what I'm saying? I listen to Luther. I didn't listen to a lot of Luther or a lot of Freddie Jackson. It was just certain songs, but I would say it was like Albie Shore. I listen to a lot of Albie Shore. Who else did I listen to, man? I listen to a lot of shit, man. It's just a lot of artists. I listen to a lot of soul singers. Donny Hathaway, you know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of singers, man. I just try to take a little bit of my own. And like, I was looking for Genuine, you know what I'm saying? Genuine, when Genuine came out. I mean, so like I said, man, I try to mix a little of the old school with the new school and just try to, that's how I came up with my own mix of everything, man, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, Magasia, I want to get into a couple callers real quick before we get our rest of our questions out. Let's go and see if Maturi, what's up? You still there with us?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, what's good, son? Hello?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, dude. Yo, let me tell y'all something. I'm posted I'm listening to the show, you know what I'm saying? And I'm,
wait a minute.
I'm chilling. Hello?
Mature.
Yeah.
Bro. Why the fuck is this like only the second time I'm hearing you, bro? Like, you damn near supposed to be like a host or some shit.
Who, me? I'm supposed to be a host.
Yeah,
yo,
you.
Man.
What the fuck?
Dog, I'm over here getting twisted up or something.
Man, I'm trying to twist up too, but that still means you ain't supposed to be on. Man, I'm pissed off at you right now.
So I've been listening the whole time, man. Y'all had me on muted the whole time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I just been sitting back getting nice in the hallways with my cousin Chris, you know what I mean? I'm here chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to rap. I ain't gonna front. I was sitting here like, damn. As soon as these niggas click over to me, I'm just gonna spit like 8 bars. You know what I'm saying?
15 bars off the top, off the cuff. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate drop.
Bars. Real rap.
Bars, nigga. Bars.
Y'all niggas silly, man. No, but
what?
Real,
only
though,
the
man.
What? You want what? Fun.
Y'all stupid, man. But now I've been listening to the whole show. And the nigga Casual, man, let me tell y'all something, man. I'm tired of y'all R&B niggas fucking it up for us rappers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas is coming on here and singing shit, getting the ladies wet. You know what I mean? I'm tired of y'all niggas, man. I got bars. You know what I'm saying? I be singing when I'm in the shower. You know what I mean? But that's the best I can do. I mean, am I wrong for that? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you ain't wrong, dog. I mean, everybody is showering. The shower is everybody's sanctuary, you know what I'm saying? When
I'd be skinny looper in that motherfucker, you know what I mean? But then leave it up to niggas like Casual, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that sang for real, that really do it, you know what I mean? Yeah, me over here like, fuck, what can I write in a rap that'll beat that, you know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. I mean, you got it, bro. Like I said, man, whatever comes to, like I said, man, everybody has different tastes, man, and like, flies. I can say flies, man. Flies was like one of the LL Cool J flies. It was like the rappers who came.
Are you about to roll
up? You know what I'm saying?
About to roll up? Yeah, I mean, come holler at me.
On the air, only on Next Flow Radio, right?
I got some extras to mix with that. If you
got, I know,
some.
they got them extra conversations going. You know,
my fault. See, now I feel rude. My bad. Yeah, I'm on the radio, son, and I'm talking about rolling up trees and all that. You know what I mean? My bad. Yo, but holler at me whenever you come back out. I'm on the radio right now, Next to Flow Radio. You should tune in. It's real rap. You know what I mean? True story. Next to Flow, my nigga. Yeah, they on the radio like, damn, this nigga got expos, nigga? What? Wait a minute. Yeah, but listen, though. Shout out to Next to Blow, man. Casual, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your numbers. My nigga Smooth, I heard my nigga Smooth, the dude on the phone earlier. Shout out to my nigga, man. I ain't talk to him in a minute. Shout out to Dope, Cuzzo. Shout out to Miss Queen Team, guys. Yeah. Crush the Catalyst, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts. Shout out to everybody in Alabama. And, yo, I was watching the first 48, and this shit was in Alabama, and I thought about Cuzzo. I don't know why. But, yo, shout out to Alabama. Shout out to the niggas in the Bay, you know what I'm saying? In Minnesota, 612. I got family out there. But, yo, we in the hallways in Brooklyn, my nigga. Hey, this cheers for you. You know what I mean? All
right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yo,
Mr. Free,
you can stay on the line, okay?
Oh, believe me.
I ain't going to mute your mic this time.
My fault. Yo, I still want to spit like four bars, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you chew me back in.
Okay, definitely. Let's go ahead and see with the 612-701.
612-701. Okay. Yeah, this me, Mocha. I want to say congratulations to all the winners. I want to give a shout out to Next to Blow. Oh, hell no. I want to give a shout out to my college, NACC, and a special shout out to Ted Al. Much love.
Shout out.
Ted Al.
What you think about casual?
What you think about
the interview
so far? Like, down your motherfucking music. Hey, calm down. I think he got it. He hit it in the right direction. He got some good music. I was listening in last week, and I heard it, but I couldn't call in, though. I mean, go live, but I dig his music.
I appreciate that.
Okay, cool.
Tell the car draws at you so you know it's real, casual.
All day, all day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mocha.
No problem. Thank y'all.
Shout out.
You're welcome.
Let's go ahead and get into this next caller. And she called it earlier. You already know who this is, Caswell, your manager, Ms. Dawn. Let's go ahead and bring her in. I'll see you live.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Wait a minute. Y'all just Caswell is so mannish. Casual is really managed. Don't let him fool y'all. Casual, laid back. Wow. I got stuck with him for about like 4 days and almost lost my mind.
He like fruit like I do. We like
no,
fruit.
No, I've freaking seen stuff I wasn't supposed to see.
Oh, watch your mouth now. Censored.
No, he know I stay on him. He will take his clothes off, though.
Man.
Oh.
He's yeah.
Banging and slipping at the same damn time, huh?
Yeah.
Cut out.
He do it all at the same tray time.
Whoa,
damn.
Boy.
But I really enjoy y'all, and I really like the interview, and I'm so happy that y'all support him. And, I mean, he is very, very talented. He's very, very talented. So that's why I manage him, because he got much skills and he know how to put it down. So we doing it big. I really can't wait till I really like the song Just Breathe. I'm crazy about it. I can't wait till y'all hear it. I don't know if y'all heard it yet, but it's really a banger.
Yo, Castle, you know I just have Let Me Get It fresh and that other one, that one with the beat name on it. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, Love Me Like You. Yeah, it's called
No, you know what? I have it in my inbox. It's just I'm so far behind on uploading music. It's crazy. But this is the track that I have of you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Y'all be mad at me, okay? I'll take the blame.
It's cool. I ain't never mad at you.
Casual, before we get into the last question for myself and Magafia, and we going to get into those hot topics real quick, too, with you as well. But I want to play one more song of yours real quick, so go ahead and introduce one of the songs that I just named.
Oh,
okay.
Real quick. Don't forget. That's right.
Okay, y'all.
What happened?
The time frame.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I want to get into this chat real quick and then ask
The song is called Love Me Like You. This is the one I just did, like, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks ago. You know, it's just like a it's Deoxyn, you know what I'm saying, Deoxyn. Y'all got it, Deoxyn, but it's Love Me Like You, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I think it's a smooth song. I mean, I wrote it for somebody I like to whisper in their ear, you know what I'm saying, so.
Okay. Okay. But right now, let's go. Yeah. Do what it is, I need to know. You looking good, we on the floor. Baby, we popping bottles. Hands are in the air, baby, we getting close. Love is in the air, baby, the blood is flowing. Girl, I need to let you know, girl, I need to. Can't nobody
All right, dude. Nice little track there. You got Casual.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Since we're short of time, you know what I'm saying? We got a few minutes left. We and Gassi are going to get our last few questions out.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I love you, Casual.
I love you,
Casual.
Dope track. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. I just want to know where you are. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 years? Where do you want to see yourself as an artist?
Next 2 years, I'm going to be on BET, MTV. I'm going to be on the Grammys. I mean, that's why I see myself. That's just me confident and just going everywhere I can just to get my music out. You know what I mean? Like I said, Minnesota. I'm trying to hit all 50 states. I'm trying to go overseas. Like I said, I only got a couple of years left on my contract. So, that's why I see myself.
All right, Magafia, we just go back and forth.
All right, I just have a quick question. I want to know, can you let me get it?
Oh!
No, I'm joking. All right, my real question.
Yeah.
All right, so. Casual, where do you find your inspiration when you're creating the music?
It just comes from, my music comes from personal experiences, or just what I'm going through at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get it. You know, I was saying I was in a relationship, a serious relationship, and you know what I'm saying, things weren't going right, and I was thinking like, okay, let me get it, like. Man, if I go to a club and I find the baddest thing that I want, this is what I'm gonna say to them. You know, it just depends. Like me, it just depends on my moods. All right.
My next question is: since you were overseas when I met you, you were in Korea, and I just want to say, first of all, thanks for taking the time to call in all the time faithfully to our show. Way out there in Korea. So I just want to know, since you were out there when you were doing your music and pushing your music, did you, like, you know what I'm saying? I know you had to have had the Korean woman be listening to your music. I want to know, you know what I'm saying, how did they take your music? Did they support you heavy out there? Or, I mean, do you feel like you got more love overseas than your own country? Or, like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was over there for a year, so, I mean, it was 12 months of me going out, pushing my music, and, you know what I'm saying, me performing out in Seoul, Korea. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I had a lot of time to get, more personal with the clubs and with the people that was in the club. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's, I have more followings there, but I say being there, I had more time to push my music, you know what I'm saying, because I had nothing else to do but work and push my music, you know what I'm saying? That's all I had to do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, before
all
we
right. Casual C, if you could shoot a music video in any country, where would it be and why?
I'll show it in the U.S. of A., you know what I'm saying, because this is where I was born, and it's the best country in the world, you know what I'm saying, the USA. This is where I would show it.
Okay,
cool. That's what I fight for.
I want to get these last-minute questions out real quick. I just want to throw one of the hot topics at you real quick. And, M.I.D., you remember your hot topic?
I remember mine.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, well, one of y'all could throw y'all hot topics at him real quick.
Val, let me go.
All right.
Y'all know my mind stays in one place only, so I'm going to take it there. All right, this question is solely for the fellas, but ladies, I could chime in too. Fellas, I want to know, why is it that y'all claim y'all are single as a motherfucking line, straight as a narrow pin, but then something, you get locked up in a joint or something,
come home and the first thing he's trying to hit is the booty hole on you, girl. What's up with that? Why niggas be trying to stroke and breathe past and try to enter the exit only? What's up with that? I'm not understanding that. Is the cooch not good enough that you got to be breathing behind the butt? What's that about?
Well, first of all, I ain't never been locked up, so I can't even, I can't vouch on that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a man. I love the experience.
What check is that? Oh, that's a check. Oh, boy, done.
Fresh.
I hear you calling me though. Hey, me though, with the loud shit.
Oh, I thought that was you talking.
Nah, I'm back here still, listen. Trying to find me some Georgia pizza right now.
What I would say, like, for real, I don't know. I can't tell you why I ain't locked up.
That's a question that can't be answered by every guy because, like you said, every guy has not experienced that. There are some men that will not attempt to, won't think about, won't even do it. So, you know what I'm saying? I can respect that. I respect the man that's already knows I'm the best.
That's not in my book, man. Straight up.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to say, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't ever been like, hey, you know what I'm saying, hey, let me put it here, you know what I'm saying, let me put it there, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to never say that, but like I said, you know what I'm saying, my shit don't come from, my shit just come from trial and error, you know what I'm saying.
You bringing it up and getting out.
I don't know who's on the phone with Fabian and shit on the phone and shit. But anyways.
Oh, that ain't me, man.
Yo, Casual, go ahead and give out your links again, you know, where they can find your music, YouTube, Reverb, Twitter, Facebook, videos, all that shit. Go ahead and shout out your links again.
Okay, like I said, hey, you can find me on Twitter at Casual. You can find me on Facebook, Terry, they call me Casual. Turnus Jr., you know what I'm saying, my government name, you know what I'm saying, or you can, like I said, you can find me on YouTube, Casual 706, like I said, you type in Casual 706, it'll come up with all my videos and my songs, except for my latest one. Like I said, man, y'all can hit me up anytime. Like I said, man, I'm ready to work. Like I said, and I screen the artist, you know what I'm saying, you might send me something, but I screen the artist. Let you know what I'm saying, cause I ain't gonna get on no bullshit, you know. So, I mean, like I said, man, if y'all hungry and the shit sound good, like I said, I'm hungry, man. The shit sound good, sound like you hungry. I'm gonna get on it, bro, and we gonna kill it with this male or female, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we gonna get it, man. Columbus, shout out Columbus, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? ATL, I mean, we in here, man. We in here to win.
Definitely.
All right, so real quick, let them know how
they
can find you on Twitter,
okay? Oh, yeah, at Casual, you know what I'm saying? Casual, you know what I'm saying? At Casual, you know what I'm saying?
That's
I got my own
simple.
Shit. I don't share my shit with nobody, you know what I'm saying? At Casual, I got my own shit.
Definitely. All right, Casual, last question. I know you did a little bit of shout-outs already, but I don't know if you have any more shout-outs you want to give or anything like that. If not.
Hold on, let me give these shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? Get a shout-out to Miss Christy Magasi, you know what I'm saying? All the people that was on the panel, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jay Biggs, you know what I'm saying? Miss Chocolate, you know what I'm saying? Ta-dao. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to all y'all, man, because, like I said, man, y'all are kind of like my voice because y'all play the indie music. And like I said, man, without y'all, you know what I'm saying? It'd be hard for me to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to my manager, Don. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my manager, my co-manager, Breezy. You know what I'm saying? My role manager, Rallo. Like I said, C. Thurman. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to, man, like I said, give a shout out to everybody who's serving in the armed forces. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all raised y'all right hand, man. And so y'all got to do what y'all got to do. And I just appreciate all y'all for supporting me, who supports me, and who don't support me. I'm going to get y'all on my team anyway, so it don't even matter.
All right.
That's really great.
Hey, that's what's up. Again, thank you, Casual, for coming through, you know what I'm saying, blessing us with the interview and stuff like that. And I know this ain't going to be your last time tuning in, you know what I'm saying, because you tuning in and support us 100. So, like I said earlier, you've been supporting me and Magafia since day one, and we definitely appreciate that, for real.
Ta-da, you know what I'm saying? We there, you know what I'm saying? We there, and I appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all, man. I love all y'all, man. And like I said, y'all going to have my diehard support, man.
Much right. Love, respect, out to that shit. I hear you out there. Spread the word down there in Georgia. Let them know. Shout out, motherfucker.
Yeah, shout out. Damn it. Yeah.
Do it in your sexy singing voice, too, sometimes, too, so the ladies be like, ooh, yeah, all right.
I'm going to try.
All right, yeah, we got a couple minutes left, you know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to do a last-minute promo. We got 3 minutes left. Thank you. I'm going to do it real quick. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all come in tomorrow. Lyric on Session, Cross the Catalyst. Friday is Little One. Saturday, Ninos and Angel. And then back again, Miss Queen, Team Agapia Show. Tuesday, Wednesday is Next to Blow or Hell No. Make sure y'all tune in. Same number. It's, everyone's pretty much at the same time, so tune in. And that's pretty much it. All right, Red, we're going to go with you first. Go ahead and give you a quick shout-out, links and stuff like that. Everybody got to go fast, like 30 seconds.
Yo, Recess Kid Red, a.k.a. Ta-da. Make sure y'all follow me at Twitter. I'm stuttering this shit. Recess Kid Red. Make sure y'all follow me on Facebook at Recess Kid Red. Ta-da. Hit me up. Let me know what's up. Show me some love. I'm going to show it back. Ta-da. All
right, Miss Chocolate.
Yeah. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. Y'all check me out on Twitter at Miss Chocolate 86. I do mail in your mouth. I do follow back. Hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/Charnay.Hawkins. And hit your girl up on my Realize business page. That's Realize Miss Chocolate. Shout out to the crew to Realize Divas in the same April 6th. Yeah, we out here.
All right. Bye now.
Hey, yo, shout out to the whole Next to Blow team. Shout out to Magafia, you know, everybody, especially Magafia, you know. Thank you for putting me on and having, you know, giving me the opportunity and everything. I enjoy the show, always had. And straight up, man. And, you know, shout out to all the listeners that have been listening tonight. And, you know, keep it short this week. go round table.
All right,
Magafia. All right, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at @she_is_Magafia, MAGASSIA. Again, MAGASSIA. Next.
All right, and shout out to Biggs and MID, you know what I'm saying, our sleeper and our lacquer and shit of the crew, so. But it's okay. Both they calls drop. I love them dudes, you know what I'm saying. Make sure y'all hit them up, J Biggs and MID.
Oh yeah. Shout out to that girl Roxanne too. Can't forget about her. She's gonna strangle. Definitely. That girl Roxanne. Got to.
And again, shout out to Checkmate the Great. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Checkmate the Great will be our guest next week. So shout out to him. Shout out to all the contestants tonight. Shout out to Casual and everybody else that tuned in. I don't know what y'all about to do, but I'm about to go over to Smooth the Dude show and show my support back. You know what I'm saying? He support us, so.
Hey,
y'all
queen,
want that number, y'all
that see. Number. Yeah, thank you that number.
Okay, I got you.
On the show.
All right, I'm about to post that on my Facebook right now, unless y'all got a pen and paper.